You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Fear not, technical difficulties will not keep us off the air, by God. It's 7:01, but we're here. It's Tuesday night. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us. It's the show with Clayton McKee right here on Q-Talk America. I'm sitting in the studio with my cohort in crime in just about everything I've done in the past 15 years. Marnie Ryer is here.
Hi there.
Hi, Marn.
How are
you? Well, good. I was a little worried you were a little tardy, and I was concerned.
I know. Well, I did that on purpose.
Oh, I see.
I did that on purpose.
Gotcha.
I wanted you to miss me. That's all.
And we did.
Well, thanks.
We did.
Thanks.
As we go around the table, sitting over there, not looking interested in anything that's going on, Al Perkins.
There's award show nominations. I don't even know what the award show is. I'm just so excited that there's nominations for something. So I'm
You're not them. On there.
I know. I always check Best Supporting Actress first. I always go.
Damn it.
I go with my strengths. It's
and seated
not yet.
Seated also in our studio. She was with us last week, and she made a triumphant return because Buddy Early unexpectedly had to be out of studio. So Erin is with us once again. Hello, Erin.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. You know, you can move that mic down a little bit if it's better for you.
Buddy's so tall.
I know, but that's all right. If it helps. But actually,
Oh my God.
Cheers right away.
That was a technical. Just ease it up a little bit. We can still hear you wonderfully.
Okay, I'll just leave it where it is. How about that?
Unclench. You're fine.
No, do your kegels.
You're perfectly fine with it.
I mean, your kegels.
We can hear you all just lovely.
She'll thank you later.
Then move. There you go. Oh, much better.
Aw,
much better.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, well, here we are all of them. Does everybody have a... Well, you don't have a beverage. What are you drinking?
Yep. Ace Pear Cider.
That's the Pear Cider. You had it last week, mm-hmm. Amarn.
Summer Shandy.
Oh, it's their Summer Shandy. Al, your choice.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. May
no,
I just?
Please.
We're back to an old classic. Please ask for it by name. Vox Vodka.
Oh.
Made a triumphant return to the Safeway. I kept the sky in the cart. I didn't want it to feel neglected.
Absolutely.
I don't like to leave my babies unattended. So.
I actually was out somewhere and I thought of you and they didn't have Ultimate and I didn't feel like drinking my normal beverage, so I actually had Sky.
Sky is delicious and it's local. Not local. Domestic is the word that I'm
domestic.
Domestic. It's local-ish.
Vox is not.
And as always.
What?
Ooh. You.
Me. Oh, of course. It's Crown and Diet is what I always have a drink. Well, I think we should all
cheers.
Start. Let's have a little
toast.
Toast. What are we toasting?
Technical difficulties.
Oh, fuck them all. There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
And a gorgeous, cheers. Gorgeous date today. My ride over was
wonderful.
I broke things riding over. I was having so much fun.
Were you guys in Arizona?
What is that? Huh?
It was beautiful.
This is my favorite time. I love it. Hot, dry, and sunny. I absolutely love it. I rode over here like a bat out of hell.
Huh.
I was like jumping up curbs.
My
drink holder broke. I had to hold my glass of vodka
your
in my hand.
Your drink holder broke?
Yeah, it cracked during one of my little maneuvers.
I
was riding my bike like a boy.
I'm picturing him like going, going down the steps, like how they have the handrails and he's all...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'll encourage you to continue thinking that. I just jumped up a curb.
Because I installed that drink holder and I thought it was pretty well intact then. So what did you do?
He fell.
I just jumped up a curb and just kind of hit wrong and the weight of a full glass of vodka just took it slightly down. It went down the curve.
Oh.
I curved slightly to the right on that side.
Is that when you fell?
So
no, didn't fall. No, didn't fall. I am tragedy free as of 7:04:49 on the atomic clock.
Applause.
Okay.
One week tragedy free.
So there's no real damage. It's just an adjustment issue.
Yeah, it needs a new rubber.
Don't you all?
Yeah, exactly.
Safe biking.
You can only go so long on one rubber, and while I fart. Sorry, excuse me.
Excuse me.
That wasn't what that was.
It wasn't my world.
No, but it was supposed to be the...
sounded a little bit more like gas.
We'll take that out in post.
I was all set to bitch about these nominations, and I still don't know what they're for, and I don't really care. But because the show that I like wasn't on this fucking list, but then I got down to the bottom, and now I love that they cheat in award shows. I love it. They make up categories to get people nominated. So we'll talk about that.
Like,
so clearly I have a very important topic to talk about.
I love it.
Uh-huh. And that's the only important thing you've got going?
It's an empty life.
Okay. If it's not the restaurant, he's here.
It's my only day off this week. I just got off 5.
Oh, you told
and
me
now
that.
I work. And now I work the next 2. So there are so many chicken McNuggets going out in the world, I can't even tell you. I am serving my ass up.
Oh, that's funny shit. Well, we normally start the show by going around the table and find out what everybody's been doing. So I thought, since you're in the seat of Buddy early, and we always usually start with him, because it's also, well, I was going to say it's alphabetical, but it's not. We should start with Al. But fuck that. So we're going to just...
I'll interrupt you anyway, so just try.
I welcome it, Al. I welcome it.
Thanks. Aaron, what have you been doing since we last saw you?
Well...
And you can make up shit, because nobody really knows what you do.
I went on a trip to Fascinations this weekend.
Oh. Well, I'm looking at the beneficiary of said trip, and well,
she's got a dirty smile on her face.
A
bright shade of red, isn't she?
Oh, God.
She wasn't going to bring it up, but then you asked me to be here, and I thought, well.
Batteries not included.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I think I ran into someone I knew.
The second we walked in.
I think we have to organically go to something on my list. Because it makes me laugh. Can I smell your dick to prove you're not cheating? Go ahead, continue.
None of that.
What in the hell?
It's a song.
This is hour one.
Oh, Marnie's crying.
Marnie's laughing like she was.
All right, go ahead.
The beginning of hour two. Last week, we're all wasted off moonshine.
Shit.
Yes. Also, I kind of got a new job today.
Oh. Yay!
Which is fantastic news.
That is fantastic news.
Yes.
Good work.
Do you want to share? Is it at Fascinations?
Yeah.
I was so good at being a customer the other day. Look at Marnie's face. Well,
they're both in 90s right now. They're lovely.
Oh, they are.
Stop, because that's a pretty picture. Yeah. Really?
Well, and not true.
You know, never mind.
Let it go.
Should we move on now? Yeah. Someone else, please.
So what did you do in Fascinations? You just went there? Like, did you shop? What did you buy?
Well, sure, we shopped. But I got to tell you, there was the creepiest man I've ever seen in my life. And, of course, Marnie being...
Really? At a porn shop?
Well, weird.
Oh, I thought that was the Barnes & Noble that was up in Paradise Valley this week.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
But so anyway, this gentleman walked by Marnie and said hello, and of course she said hello back, because that's what you do in Fascinations. And then he followed us around the whole store.
Oh,
it was horribly uncomfortable.
He thought maybe he had a twofer special going.
That's exactly what I had.
No idea.
Wow.
How many vans did you get into as a child? I mean, clearly boundaries are an issue.
Well, you said hi. I just said hi.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, whatever.
Oh. Young girl, get out of my...
Oh, that is not... You are not demonstrating that. I'm just quietly drinking my cool head up over here.
Well, I'm just worn out.
Now, were you... Well, that's part of why you go to Fascinations.
If you don't tell us what you bought, we just have to wonder.
Wow.
Now, does it stick onto the shower wall, or is it like a jump-on? Like, how do we get there?
It's nothing like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
Is it motorized?
Can we stop?
No motors involved. No batteries involved. Anyway, I believe it's someone else's turn.
Okay, well, we'll go.
Okay, Bachelorette number two, same question.
Oh, my God. Yes, Marnie, what you been doing?
Technical.
Oh, my dear cheesy. Marnie. Oh.
Well,
I have to get coasters.
What?
Nothing, really.
Not really? Nothing?
Yeah, just up until a minute ago, I was going to kind of say it was a boring week. But
lies, know, they're all lies.
No, really, it just worked. I mean, that's what it felt like, hung out with my lady and did some work. That was about it. I'm boring.
Boring, apparently.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Alfred?
Well, I'm just catching up on award show nominations and... I'm following Buddy's career in the first national tour of Rent, which takes him away from us. Photos were available online.
What was that picture he posted, that default picture he did?
He lived in Arizona his whole life. No, he's from Appalachia, so obviously he needed a scarf one day in the mountains in the cool, wintry weather.
The cool, calm winter.
Of the Carolinas.
Oh, that was funny stuff.
That was fantastic.
By the way, he did send us a text, just in case you'd like to know this. Says, have a great show, don't fuck it up, and may the best woman win.
Al, you're included.
Oh, thank you.
Well, if you don't understand
it's an honor just to be nominated.
And if you don't,
I thought you might like that.
If you don't recognize that, that's actually a line from RuPaul's Drag Race, because that's what she always says.
It's also what Josh Tomlin always says. Don't fuck it up. Oh, you meant may the best woman win.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am unaware. Well, All I've been up to is regretting my choices because I didn't have a TV that I did not get to tape the jubilation that went on in London because I'm completely obsessed with the monarchy.
Oh, are you really?
And don't even tell me it was boring because I eat that shit up. Mm-hmm. When that barge floated by.
It was pretty outstanding, but I did not watch it.
The barge floated by in the rain and they all sang God Save the Queen mm-hmm. into a microphone that didn't quite work.
Yeah, there was a technical. Yeah, I would have been drinking on that.
I know. I saw that on The View. I was like, is the technical error just The View or did that actually happen? Because if I was the queen, I'd be like, okay, it's been 60 years. Start this shit over.
Right.
Rewind.
Back up the barge.
Yeah, back up the barge. Yeah. Right.
Do they not lip sync over there? Like, has Britney Spears not hit their shores yet? Like,
no.
No.
Skirt's still down there.
Can't be done. I'm so...
No, they
are a Britney free nation. God, this sovereign is.
Can we move, let's move there for God's sake? I'm good.
No.
So I didn't realize you were obsessed with that whole thing.
Oh, and my off time at the restaurant.
The weddings?
I like to Wikipedia and I try to follow the bloodline and figure out whose kid is who and who slept with who and the Tudors and all those. I love them.
When it comes to the weddings, I'm all about it.
Damn, that sounds boring to me. I mean, I watch this.
God, it's like a soap opera, but with real people. They were killing each other and fucking the other one and sneaking the sister out the back door and putting one in chains.
Stop talking about my family.
I know. It all took place in Appalachia.
Yeah, or Fascinations.
No, exactly. The entire scenes will be acted out for you at Fascinations. I'm assuming 3rd Street and Camelback?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know where it is.
That's Castle.
Oh, same people. Same song.
Fascination's a little cleaner.
Slightly, yes.
Slightly.
They bleach the water before they make
it. I didn't realize it was the same.
But I worked at a gay bar in Scottsdale for a decade or so. And every once in a while, you have to get your lady of the evening needs met. Now that sounds completely wrong. I just wanted to buy condoms. But I would go down to the Zorba's just to sneak in and, pick up a little gun oil or whatever the hell it's called. Well, I tried it once, but I worked at a gay bar down the street. So, like, I'm in the parking lot. Hi, Al. You walk in the door, and people are, like, taking dicks out of their mouths. Hi, Al. I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus. I guess I'm going to Safeway and buying the condoms.
Right. Well, that was before they just showed up at the bar for free.
Oh, in the hard hat, I know.
Yeah, the hard hat. Right.
Well, I have friends, namely Matt Little, who thinks it's fun just to go to Amazon and buy them 100 packs and have them shipped to my house.
Yeah. Well, if you build it, they will come.
Well, somebody did. Because I sent him a text. I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? He goes, oh, I figure you're... But I'm like, the expiration date's 2016. I'm not going to go through 100 of these fuckers. And he goes, yeah, you will. And I realized, yeah, I will.
Good for you.
Good on you, Queen. Yeah.
I like your optimism.
Yes. I didn't say I was going to use them for sex. I'm just going to probably use them for... I'll find some use for
them. Oh, exactly. There'll be a lawnmower part. Right? Yeah. Back
or
on board.
A vacuum part or something.
Hey, yes. I fixed a vacuum this week for a friend. Work. Yeah. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at what people do to vacuums. You cannot vacuum up ballpoint pens and expect things to still work.
Oh, really?
Filters were clogged. He just like, it won't pick up anything. I'm like, well, no shit.
Because it's got a ballpoint pen.
Well, that was one
maybe
of the
it wanted to write a note.
A suicide note.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, well,
at that point.
Yeah, but I was able to. It's Ruben from Charlie's. He needed some help with that. So
Very nice.
Yeah, so that was interesting. I mean, it was like a second dog in that vacuum with as much shit
as
they had.
Well, I understand that.
It was
you cleaned
well,
ours
the,
out.
The vacuum
cat.
Of your right. That was a challenge.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
Ruben needs help with something that sucks. I have a pretty good feeling Clayton's going to show up.
Dun dun dun.
I've already made that very clear.
Yes, you have.
Very clear.
Yes, you have.
Whether it's vacuum repair
yes,
or sex,
exactly.
It's all...
Same
song. It's always...
I watched... Oh, my God. I watched that whole... I watched that whole fucking thing the other day. Halston. Like, I was just shitting my pants laughing.
I'm sure that's you would. Fantastic. I've been waiting all week, of course, to play this. You know?
Same song.
I've been waiting... All week.
Oh, it's a
that's
delight.
That's good work.
Yes,
that
I thought it was
good work.
Oh, and I have another one, and I'm not gonna try to figure out how I'm gonna fit it in, but I'm just gonna play it because I figured.
Well, that way we all know, so we can all point to you when it's time.
Well, of course. Well, I mean, just make sure I have it queued up.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
I watched. If you go to YouTube and you Google, or if you go to YouTube and look up the movie The Women from like 1938-39,
Golden Year of Hollywood.
There's a clip. Or there's somebody has put together the montage of just one-liners from that movie. Oh, my God.
And that's really all you need. I mean, it's
hilarious.
Nice.
Someone screams up, bring me a Bufferin and put some gin in it. Yeah. I mean,
oh, L'Amour.
That's French.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
People are going to know this isn't my real voice. I stole it from Joan Crawford about 42 years ago.
There's a story in our headlines coming up related to Joan Crawford. Oddly enough, today. So that, and it's funny that she was beautiful back then, and she was pretty.
Well, because her career was. We think of her always as in the past. We don't think of how long her career was. That she started off as the ingenue, and she ended up like just this campy middle-aged woman, and then this like broad. Like she went through so many stages because she was around for centuries. But that I'll just like the vampire Lestat. Who's dating someone I know?
Oh.
I don't know. I was going to talk about something else, but it doesn't matter.
Clayton, how was your week?
Oh, you.
I always get left
What's
out.
What's the show
thanks.
Called? All my coasters are turned the other way.
It's with me, but it's apparently not about me.
Oh. That's well, it's good to know the difference.
I've been wanting someone to explain that to me.
Well, I'm happy to report, and I don't think I've talked to Marn since this happened. Apparently, when you get older, everything's just a medical issue as you get older, right?
Okay.
I'm learning this. My mom thinks it's funny because she's like, you're fine. You know, like I slept forever the other morning, and I had this issue and this pain and whatever. Remember weeks ago, the foot injury?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and that's better.
Well, it's better, but here's the interesting thing. It's like your body tells you that something's wrong. Your body, you just know it. Something is wrong. I don't know, maybe if you have cancer, I wouldn't say that you know that, but I could tell that something was wrong with my foot more than what the doctors were saying. And I'm like, it feels like it needs to be popped. Something needs to be adjusted or something. Yeah. Oddly, I woke up last Saturday morning, and it's one of those things where I woke up, but I wasn't awake, and I did one of those like stretches in bed, and my foot popped really loud. And then I went right back to sleep. Okay. And I slept for 7 hours. I woke up, my foot's all better, all good. I think when I wore those heels for the parade, I think they got tweaked and it just screwed my foot.
I can imagine. Those are not short heels.
I will no longer be wearing.
Oh, she's just flats from now on.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to be wearing heels that's in the parade. I'll try pumps for other hosting.
I'll try pumps. Well, aren't you a pioneer?
Well, even if you just did it for a short period of time and then changed out of them. But to be out there in the heat
I think those, because those heel boots are much more narrow than the pump. Yeah. I think that's it. I realize these are intriguing problems for the home listener to wonder
about. Well, it's for anyone who wants to wear pumps in the heat.
Do not host a gay pride parade for 3.5 hours in the heat, standing on 4-inch platform boots. That's what we got.
That are too narrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
In other news,
I'm trying to picture Marnie doing that as opposed to stopping doing that.
Oddly,
trying to find the parade where she does that.
I have pictures of her in those. Her mom's birthday. Well, she did. What was the theme? I forget. Was a 60s?
60s. Yeah, it was the 60s.
She bought the white version, not to be racist, the white version of my go-go boots, those black ones, and she had those and she wore them. She looked like Blair Warner.
Like a chunky Blair. Well, like Mindy Cohn meets Blair Warner.
Fadley from the Facts of Life.
Fadley.
Wait, but Blair's cousin Jerry Blair?
No,
Jerry Blair.
Stop it, really.
We can make fun of her. She made fun of herself.
That's a good point. Good call.
She did.
Okay, but who's Blair Warner? Is that Blair's last name on the Facts of Life? I didn't know it.
Yes. Lisa Wilchow played Blair Warner.
Oh, I am shocked and appalled that I did not know.
You don't know that?
And Jerry,
that's a technical.
That is a technical error.
Let's all drink on that. Even if you're drinking something non-alcoholic.
I would buy you all a drink.
Oh, this is alcoholic.
Didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Wow.
Lisa.
Wow.
I know Lisa Wench, and she's all about the Jesus now, I did not know.
In fact, there was recently, and that's it always happens, Mindy Cohn and Kim Fields were on some talk show.
On Watch What Happens Live on Bravo with Andy Cohen.
And that show. You've got to see that show.
You don't watch What Happens Live.
He doesn't know anything about I was at his house on Saturday Night Live. They were doing a skit making fun of the show.
Oh, yeah. Was it him?
Fantastic.
Because I told him, the skit is... That's what the show is.
Yeah.
They're not really...
There's always a Real Housewife on Singing Somewhere, which I just love.
I will find it. Go ahead.
But Natalie doesn't look great.
Well, she was in a really good... one of my favorite, I think, is Casper Andres or Andre Casper's gay director, does some really good films.
Marnie, look that up.
She was in it.
Let me write that down.
No, I'll get it.
Okay. But nobody has an iPad.
So she was in this movie, and he has a new one, new movie coming out called The Fluffer. It was just at the Paradise Valley.
Is that a fascination?
I guess.
I don't know.
It was just, why is IMDb not coming up? This show should be sponsored by IMDb.com. Anyways.
Get him to pay for something.
That's
the problem.
Oh, my God.
Here,
Mindy Cohn. Okay, we're going to get there. We're going to get there because you should see this movie.
Do you need it or?
No.
In the meantime, Kim Fields is on What to Expect When You're Expecting, right? Is that what I heard too?
Is she pregnant?
The movie?
And she, no, that's on the movie. And she doesn't look good either.
She did her hair blonde.
They both are bleach blonde, and it doesn't suit either one of them.
But Mindy Cohn still looks like she
always looks
has.
Like Natalie.
Right.
She's
always
Natalie,
looks,
the adult version.
But she kind of seems like
A bitch.
Like a bitch.
She's kind
which
of seems
interesting,
bitchy.
Kind of snarky, which
she
I kind
had
of
a
enjoyed.
Radio show for a while, too. Oh. I remember back some years ago, she had a radio show.
She a bitch on that?
I don't know, recall. Okay.
Wait, which one? Toadie or?
No.
Tootie?
But no.
Whatever.
Natalie.
Toadie.
Okay. Toadie and Natalie.
Yeah, exactly.
Between
I'm ready.
Same song. Okay. So Mindy Cohen, Fadley, from The Facts of Life, as I like to call her, was in this movie called Violet Tendencies, and the director is Casper Andreas. See any of his movies, they're all good. He's such a fun gay director. He's foreign. But this movie's really good, and it's all about her and her she's like the hag to all these gay guys and working through her crisis. And I saw it at a film festival last year, and it was fantastic.
I thought that there was an interesting question Andy Cohen asked her, if she is the godmother to Brad and Angelina's children.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this question.
Is she?
It's called
pleading the fifth, and you either answer it, and that makes you cool. Or you can plead the fifth.
And you can only plead the fifth once, and she chose to use it on that question.
On that question.
That's right.
So I thought that was very weird.
Okay, now George Clooney was on The Facts of Life with
good
her.
Call. 6 degrees
so
of separation.
So they could be friends, and he came from shitty TV.
No.
He was a soap opera star, wasn't he?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt came from a soap opera, I want to say.
Know.
Don't make me IMDb.com.
Well, let me do that. I kind of feel like I'm losing my
Thank God we have wireless in
secretary
the studio.
Status.
No, I mean, this is the greatest thing, and I
thought
this
he was
website
Thelma and Louise.
Is what I want to be buried with. I went with Thelma and Louise, but he was famous
with
for
Lilies?
Something before.
Okay, so we have Lilies. You need to be buried with Lilies.
Oh, no, I mean, this goes in the casket.
Oh, in it. Okay.
He was on Dallas.
Dallas?
Hmm? Yeah.
What was he, 8?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. While you're trying to figure that out, let
me
take care of our
But he's still hot. Did you guys know that? The best part is Bill Clinton just came out with if they make a movie about him, and he said that he thought Brad Pitt might be a little too good looking to play him, but George Clooney was appropriate.
Well, sure.
But then they put up the picture, and I have to give it to him that it wouldn't take a lot of makeup to make, you know, George Clooney kind of look like Clinton. Because I mean, it's not like people weren't willing to fuck him.
Right. You're here.
Well,
I mean, his dick
I love
was in everything.
Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And I masturbated the shrine to them. I'm not going to lie to you. I love the Clintons, but he needed to keep it in his pants a couple more times.
Well,
if I were in the Oval Office.
Oh, I'd have been doing
it. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
It's the president.
What?
All that power in your loins. Hello. Come on.
I'd be right by the bat phone.
Somebody, let's go on.
Let's go on. We'd like to mention that one of our sponsors, is covering all of Arizona with the true LGBT community news magazine and the only one that is part of the Associated Press. Each issue consists of colorful pages of information, education, and what's happening in your community throughout the state of Arizona. Grab a copy today at most local hangouts or check them out at ntouchaz.com.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Bring your family and join our family for the 16th annual 2012 Pride in the Pines Festival. Friday, June 15th, the Green Room with Ophelia Bunzen and friends kick off the weekend's festivities. Saturday, June 16th, gates open to Wheeler Park at 11 a.m. Enjoy local food, arts and crafts vendors, and take in the fantastic entertainment. Sharing the Bud Light main stage this year, diva sensation Martha Wash. American singer-songwriter Mary Gaucher, with special guest Raven of RuPaul's Drag Race, and appearances by Whiskey Rodeo, The Love Me Nots, and or Gina Rose. After the concert, dance the night away at the Green Room's White Party or Ladies Night at Uptown Billiards. Attend the first ever Farewell Brunch Sunday morning at Nando's Downtown Grill. For tickets and more information, log on to flagstaffpride.org. Presented by Northern Arizona Pride Association in partnership with Bud Light, The Green Room, Bookmans, Radisson Woodlands, Finley Toyota, Sea of Green, Canyon Pet Hospital, Alpha Graphics of Flagstaff, and Black Bart Steakhouse.
That boy fit it all in. All right, here's a look at some headlines we're going to talk about tonight on this Tuesday, June 5th, at QTalk America. A rattlesnake bite kills a snake-handling pastor. Rosetta Stone disc urges listeners to rethink learning Hungarian. Video shows dead cat flying as a remote control tribute.
What?
Betty White gets waxed. Wire hanger cost pushes up dry cleaning prices. Facebook photos lead to suspects in the burglary. And vodka outlawed in Idaho for being offensive to Mormons.
What? We are not going to Idaho.
No.
Let's just start there.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. See, I told you, you're going to be wondering which ones are real and which ones are fake in that list right there, because that's a lot. That is a lot.
No one would make a joke about vodka, so I'm going to say that one's real. Because that shit ain't funny. Because I'm staring lovingly at my vodka.
Of course. That's right. What do you do when you cross alcohol and Mormonism? Well, in Idaho, apparently
you get
vodka banned, apparently. The state's liquor division administrator, Jeff Anderson, claims that the vodka brand offended Mormons. This brand is called Five Wives Vodka.
Oh.
Yeah. Who called for its ban? Aaron just spit. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Instead of potatoes, it's polygamy.
Are you okay?
I'm good. I just had to, swallow.
First time for everything.
Yeah, well, there's.
Well,
Since fascinations.
Since Saturday.
Idaho Liquor Division Deputy Director sent a letter Thursday to the company's distributor notifying them that the brand is, quote, offensive to a prominent segment of our population and will not be carried in state-run stores, according to the Huffington Post.
Okay, now, my only question would be, as I flick this like it's my long, luxurious hair.
Oh.
Is it good vodka?
I know.
Because we can call it something else if it's good, but if it's Mountain Dew flavored shit, then take it.
But you can Google, look up Five Wives Vodka, legitimate story, legitimate company. I don't know if you can get it locally or not, but the label shows five wives hiking skirts.
Oh, Jesus. I can only imagine what it tastes like after it's been through the fifth wife. That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, strong.
Oh.
Little centipede for you.
Bath water.
Need to interject
what?
Quickly. We have a text.
Oh, my God, a text. Well, we can't get phone calls, but we can get a text.
Nope. From Amy Bomberg.
Oh, what's Bomb doing?
Hi, Bomb.
Mild. Interrupting headlines. We're going to just keep her at Bomb.
Oh, is she moonshine girl, isn't she?
No.
Oh, damn
No.
Damn it, we need more of that shit.
She would like that, though. Apparently, Brad Pitt was on Dallas. 4 episodes, she believes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good call.
Oh.
IMDb.com.
Nice.
That's a good call. Growing pains as well, as you put it.
And for the theater queers out there, and there might be two of you. IBDB, Internet Broadway Database. So if someone says to you, I was on Broadway once while you're working at a gay bar, I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to go look that up.
IBDB, I like it.
IBDB, yeah, it's a little slower. I don't know what's going on with their server, but it's the best. Seriously, I can go for days in that place and never leave.
Well, Doug, you're welcome. We played that clip of the perfume counter, and he just loved it.
It's back to the perfume counter for me.
A Facebook photo leads police to suspects in a burglary. Police say they stole thousands of dollars in cash and goods and then posed with their loot and posted the pictures on the popular social media site. Police say three suspects, along with another teen, posted the photos on Facebook about an hour after they burglarized a town market. They received information the day after the burglary. The pictures were posted on Facebook. They were notified by a family member who found it rather odd that her cousin or whatever was something, her relative, was posting pictures of themselves with thousands of dollars in cash and other items. What the fuck?
Facebook has made people stupider.
Apparently.
More stupid.
Why the hell?
I should say stupider. Exactly.
Why would you post pictures? Don't tell anybody.
Right. The world's IQ just drops as Facebook goes on.
I don't understand.
The price of Facebook drops.
How's my stock doing right now? I was wondering how my stock is. Jesus.
It's in the shitter.
Why the hell would you do that? Dumbass.
Why buy stock in Facebook? I mean, it seemed like a good idea.
Oh, no, not the stock in Facebook. No, there was another story, and I actually looked it up on the internet today, and I couldn't find it. A couple weeks ago, there was a girl. Apparently, her grandmother had been saving, like, you know, in the old days, there was a coffee can or under a mattress. They stole or stashed all their cash. So she was helping her grandmother count cash at her house and decided to tweet a picture. They were robbed.
Seriously?
Because they figured out where her location was based on the tweet.
Right.
Dumbass. Why the fuck would you do it? Well, thank you, honey. I'm glad you lost all my money.
I heard one today that...
Now playing Medea. Clayton McKee.
No. Oh, she has a new movie coming
out,
too.
I know. I saw it today. I almost crawled under the couch.
Oh. I think Kim Fields has something to do with that, too. Speaking of Tootie.
Tootie.
Blonde hair.
No, I saw...
Or Tootie.
Is Tootie.
Tootie as we love it.
One's got one leg. One's a black girl that was on TV. I can't tell that part.
Wow, Tootie Fields lost a leg in an amputation.
I know, it's how she lost 40 pounds. It was best joke.
No, I heard this story today about a man who told a whole bunch of people he was going to go rob a bank. So the police closed down the bank and were waiting for him when he walked up with the note that he was going to rob them.
Shut up.
So there you go. Just tell people, and they just stop you before you get
But the best part was the crime wasn't committed.
They had enough evidence. But on the way into the police car, he ate the note that he had written. So
smart man, so now you got nothing.
Well, they said there was enough
evidence. The next day they had some.
But that's like a thought crime. You know what I mean? Like, I spent a lot of time.
In the head all the time.
Right. I spent a lot of time planning the assassination of George W. Bush.
Woo-hoo.
If I didn't do it, it's not a crime.
I like it.
I don't think you're the only. I'm making a drink, by the way, over here in the corner. I don't think you're the only one that thought about that.
Yeah. No, I'll be your co-conspirator in the brain.
But that's not true. I mean, I'd never wished him dead. I just wished him out of office.
I just wished him away.
Well,
you
got that.
Yeah, it took long enough. Fucker.
Apparently 8 years is what it took.
Bunch of morons.
I know. In other news, by God, this will be fun because I've been waiting for this all day. Wire hanger costs push up dry cleaning prices.
Oh. Do you have a sound clip for that?
I do. CNN Money reports that hanger costs are rising because of new trade penalties imposed on Vietnam. Vietnam, the leading manufacturer of wire hangers.
There's a terrible, terrible joke in there somewhere that... Even I think I have to walk away from.
Step back.
So dry cleaners are planning on passing on those costs to their customers, of course. One California dry cleaner operator estimates that she will add 30 to 55 cents to each bill for cleaning a suit, pants, or a shirt. According to CNN Money, the U.S. imported $31 million worth of Vietnamese hangers last year, and an average dry cleaner goes through an eye-popping 1,500 hangers every 2 days.
So
then
we take ours back. Every
okay. The moral of the story is take
them back.
Take your wire hangers back, lightly soiled.
Right.
There's nothing soiled. Good Lord.
Come on.
One Hollywood dry cleaner was interviewed and asked what they thought about this current issue.
No wire hangers.
Life.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
I am not one of your fans.
Guess who just watched that movie for the first time ever?
Aaron?
First time.
Really?
Two weeks ago.
But now, my question would be, did you watch it thinking you were really watching a serious movie? Or because I've seen people go into it thinking that they're going to see something serious.
No, we got to pause on this one. Now, that was meant. It killed Faye Dunaway's career because she played it straight. Yeah. It's not meant to be camp.
But it's funny.
Right. It was meant to be a very serious biography. It was never meant to be campy. It just, she took it so far.
Yep.
She just went for it all.
So true to form, I
right,
imagine,
so, right? Right, so true to form, but it was just funny that end, what is a great performance ended her career, and she just kind of like went down with that ship.
Disappeared.
I was in bed like 10 years ago with the guy that I was, you know, maybe having a little fun with. And we turned on AMC.
Did he tap dance?
The last time Al had sex was 10 years ago.
Yeah, anyway. Probably, that's pretty close. So we're laying in bed, a poiscoital glow, if you will. And... we're watching AMCClassics.com. The movie's on, and he's just watching it. And because, like, there was no intro, he's like, oh, look what's on. And we watched it. And so, because no one tells you it's camp, it's just a movie.
Right.
And he'd never heard of the actress. He was younger. He didn't know what we were watching. We were, like, 25 minutes in, and no sense of irony whatsoever. He looks at me and goes, Al, this lady's a bitch.
Yes.
And it was just from the mouth of babes.
Oh, sir.
Just the funniest, no sense of irony.
Oh. I like
it. I enjoyed it, especially as someone who's never used a wire hanger in my adult life. I enjoyed it.
You would know where to find the boys and the booze.
There are so many lines in that movie.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah. So life is not fair, Christina.
Don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
It's a delight. It really is. And it's one of those movies that if it comes on, you're just not turning it off. You just make the popcorn, you surrender, you call in sick to work.
Used to be years ago at, and you, Al will probably remember this, at Foster's, DJ Tim, he had those video clips interspersed with thumb, and a big screen would drop down.
I remember that, actually.
Everybody, I don't think nowadays, I don't think the kids, their attention span is long enough, but they would stop everything. Everybody on the dance floor would stop and recite word right. for word the scenes of everything. And like there was that thing where she reaches back and she's like, and she's going to strike her. Everybody's like, hit her. And it just goes, bam, 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 bam. They just edit it so she slaps the shit out of her.
Oh, it's all of her movie. Good. But I say that about that movie and All About Eve. Like, if All About Eve comes on, I don't care what's going on or, like, the world could be ending, and I'd be like, we're done. I got to sit down and watch. It's just so much fun.
Oh, it's lovely.
Maybe we should add that to Movie Day.
That is kind
of
for me.
You have no idea how much fun I had making just that stupid one clip for you.
I can believe that.
Betty White gets waxed. Standing in front of fans screaming that you're amazing, the former Golden Girl, Betty White, unveiled her own wax figure at Madame Tussauds Hollywood on Monday afternoon. The only thing that irks me, she said, is they waited till I was 90, the TV legend joked as the crowd chuckled. A few decades ago would have been swell.
I know, a Sue Ann Nivens would have been good.
Right, would have been better.
Well, they could have done it... Decade, why? You know, should have done it during the Golden Girls.
She was dressed in a bright pink blazer that perfectly coiffed hair, which actually matched the exact replica of her wax statue. The other thing that I found in this interview is they were going to do it. They wanted them to do it years ago during Golden Girls, but Bea Arthur said no.
What?
Wouldn't do a wax statue at all.
Well, she was concerned about how much wax there was
in
the world. She was a big lady.
She liked candles, she preferred that.
It would have been beeswax.
Made.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm sorry, a horrible pun. I have to drink
fantastic.
To that.
That was funny.
That is the bastard cousin of human humor.
When Betty White was asked what one thing would she change, Betty said...
Yeah, maybe shorten my bra straps.
That's about all she
Because they had to give her 90-year-old saggy
good.
Tits.
Yeah. That's good.
I have...
that was a fantastic comment. The beeswax. I enjoyed that.
That is funny. Beeswax.
That's good.
Who do you think... Who may not have a wax figure you think should have one? Is there anybody out there?
Donna Summer. Just throwing it out there.
Well, they can't now. She's dead.
Well, they can still scan that thing. Have you ever watched that video where they show you how they do it with all the photos that they take and the 360...
I thought they did an actual
blah,
mold.
Blah, blah. Oh, no, there's handouts?
Well, now we have pictures.
Oh, my goodness. They look identical.
We have visual aids on radio.
Well, can you see it?
I saw this earlier.
Yeah, look it up online. You can.
I was just going to say, you could actually Google it on your iPad there, sweetheart.
Yeah, you could. And
I've already seen it.
I know, me too. As we all look at it, like, we're fascinated. Yeah.
No, yes. I didn't see that exact picture, but I saw it this morning.
I like how it comes full circle and it's already on the floor underneath me. That's fantastic.
Well, I've learned what we do with stuff here. We just trash it.
Well, we do. We throw it on the floor, so that's all right. Lord.
I love the Vox vodka today. It's delicious.
Well, sure it is. Of course it is.
Ask for it by name.
You can also look this up online if you want to. A video shows a dead cat flying as a remote control tribute. I'm going to pass these around. Look at
these. Is this a tribute to the guy that invented the remote control?
No, it's not at all. A man's tribute to his dead cat is definitely one for the history books, as he had his cat stuffed and made him into a remote control.
What in the hell?
A remote controlled helicopter.
Oh, what the?
The cat literally flies around the backyard with his former owner at the controls.
Don't know how to look at a pussy by now, sweetheart,
jeez.
I cannot help you.
The cat flies around the backyard with his former...
Sorry.
This is where I just have to shut your mics off to get through the goddamn story. The cat's favorite pastime was watching pigeons take flight, so Jansen found...
I just saw the picture! He hates animals more than I do.
That's terrible.
It looks like a squirrel being
it
like
does.
Sent through. What the fuck?
It's terrible.
You got to give
and
people the
I
website
it
address.
This
oh,
way.
I know. I know. That's
just
like,
look up flying cat helicopter.
Oh, shit.
It's so sad.
And it's dead, right? We're sure that it's dead?
Yes.
We got our finger on the pulse of this cat?
I have audio for this, too.
It's Whitney's cat.
Oh, no. Do we hear the cat die?
It may sound like Bjork singing.
Do we know the cause of death?
Yes, if you'll shut up long enough, I'll get it to you. Actually, let's just go to the audio and we'll take it up from there.
The cat's owner, Dutch artist Bart Janssen, considers this a tribute.
I really love this cat, and for me, this is a way to actually make him Eternal?
His name was Orville. He and his brother Wilbur were named after the Wright brothers. Oh. So when Orville got hit by a car last year, Janssen turned him into art to be exhibited in a Dutch museum.
Okay, so the cat was hit by a car. He loved it so much, he had it taxidermed and had a body made for it and put his pelt across. There's a video. You can see it online.
I want to watch. What is wrong with Dutch people? That's what we come back to. What the fuck is... Oh, my God. This is the funniest picture. I want this to be my Christmas card forever. This cat is flying in to wish you a Merry Christmas.
You've got your iPad. Al, look it up on your iPad. You can watch the video of the cat flying. Look it up.
That's all I want to do is watch this dead thing fly around.
It's very funny. As you might expect, animal rights groups like PETA find it a macabre way to honor a beloved family pet.
Yeah, duh.
But since Orville was dead before he was stuffed and fitted with his flying technology, it's not considered cruelty to animals.
Well, no, because it's dead.
One woman had this to say about what Janssen has done with his deceased pet.
I think it's his own damn business. The animal's dead.
Well, yes.
Oh, the animal was dead.
We've lost them to the picture.
What are you looking at?
Who does that look like in that picture?
Who fucking cares?
Look at that picture and tell me who that looks like.
Which picture? That one?
The
of
one
Donna
with
Summer?
The black lady. That's Oprah.
Does that not look like Donna Summer?
It does.
I think it's Oprah.
She loves to love cats.
Well, and whenever I meet someone's cat, I like to tell them, what a perfectly good waste of a bathroom rug.
And in related news, Donna Summer had an album called Cats Without Claws.
I know. I'm not a big animal lover.
So I have a PETA card.
So the four propellers of this quad chopper are held in the cat's paws.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So there's four. Look it up. And
we need to get it. We need to get into a TV studio just based
just
on what they've done to this cat. See, now this is what I say. I just tell people I don't like animals, but I have not turned my cat into a helicopter and flown it around fucking Norway.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
In the video, they were actually flying the cat at herds of cows. And the cat.
All right, that's funny.
Really? They were. Swear to God.
It's a new herding technique.
I need a 30-second dance break just to enjoy the shit. I need to add dance to how much I'm enjoying this story.
You really? You think I'm making this shit up? Google?
No, you can't, because you could never
do. You can't make that up. I don't think.
Oddly, also, the cat is for sale.
I see the propellers. Now I get
it.
Yes.
Wait, he made it to keep his cat's memory.
Well,
now he's selling
it?
He
hasn't set a price, but it's up for sale.
He hasn't set a price. Because he remembers his cat flying around in this position.
Well, the cat used to like watching pigeons fly, so he thought he would let the cat go and fly with the pigeons.
Oh, thank God it didn't like to watch squirrels fuck.
Can you imagine what would be going? No, wait. Can you imagine
Is this the same guy that ended up in Florida eating the other guy's face off?
No bath salts. Can you imagine what would be going through the head of a pigeon if all of a sudden you look around and there's a fucking cat flying right next to you?
It'd be like, Bernie, put down the vodka. The cats are flying.
I'll stop drinking when cats fly.
Well, yeah, when cats fly, bitch. When cats grow propellers. Look at the look on the cat's. I wish we had
horrified.
A television. The look on this cat's face was like death was not humiliating enough.
You motherfucker.
Pete is probably wishing they turned this into a fur coat. You know what I mean?
Well, it looks remarkably healthy for being run over by a car.
I think it ran over this flat part here. I'm saving these. I want these framed in my home.
Next to your picture of Donna Summer.
I need mementos from how much I love this fucking story. I will not throw that on the floor.
But no, but you really, go on your little iPad there. You need to watch the video.
In lieu of masturbation this week, I'm just going to watch that cat fly. My own self-sacrifice.
And we'll hear about it next week. I enjoy that.
Well, I'm not going to Fascinations to do it.
Why not, Al? I don't understand why not. Funny
shit. Oh, that is good shit.
The more I try to explain, the worse it would get. So I'm going to let that go.
No, it's all right.
It'd be better to just tell us what you went there for. Because I'm making it worse and worse.
You really are. Just go.
5 minutes for personal lubricant turned into like 44 minutes and 39 seconds of sheer hell. Thank God for that atomic clock. I always am hyper aware of what time it is.
It's broadcast quality.
Yeah. Shoot me.
Nearly.
Software developer Rosetta Stone announced Thursday the launch of a new 3 CD-ROM set for Hungarian language learning.
Or like learning. Tell, BNE2, CSE.
The first disc of which is dedicated entirely to urging users to reconsider learning Hungarian. Quote, think really hard for a second. Do you really want to do this? Hungarian? Really? Asked the instructional software, which subsequently reminds users that the Hungarian language contains 44 letters of an alphabet and and each noun having 17 different forms. Seriously, it's not too late to learn Spanish, French, or even German, all of which are much more useful languages and pretty much in any context. Why are you doing this? The CD asks. Reportedly, the second disc in the series starts with, "All right, fine."
Now, what do they speak in the Czech Republic?
Okay. I don't know.
I enjoy their porn, so I want to know, like... So Hungarian might be more handy than you think.
No pun and intended.
Exactly. I got away with one pun with bee wax,
no
but we're not...
Thank you very much. Well, oh my God, you enjoy their porn. All the porn I enjoy...
doesn't everyone?
All the porn I enjoy comes out of Mexico City
That's
or Brazil.
Weird.
I know.
Oh, Christian Bjorn. Google it. You'll like it.
Wait,
if you like him dark and hairless, Christian Bjorn's your man.
Okay, this is...
I will not be Googling that.
He's probably the guy that strung up this fucking cat by four propellers. Because Christian Bjorn is not Hispanic,
that
in case you can't tell.
Bart Gansen is.
He might have been part of ABBA.
A West Virginia preacher who followed...
Fernando.
Do you hear the drums? Do you? No? Not so much?
Some days I hit into the studio, ladies and gentlemen, and I wonder why I try. Aaron, you've been exceptionally quiet and well-behaved this hour.
Thank you, Mr. McKinnon.
You are just feeding us shit, though. You can't bring in a picture of this cat and think I'm just going to sit here quietly.
No.
I want to see your reaction when you watch the video.
You are off the hook for like four Christmases and two birthdays. Just for this picture. I'm in heaven.
We need to put a picture of that.
We should post it on our Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can't do
it.
Oh,
yeah. We got to provide links to this shit. This is good times.
For the seven people that may or may not be allegedly listening, they want to know.
Well, I hope like they're on a computer, for the love of God. We're not on the radio.
Well, you could be on a smartphone or listen later.
That's right.
Oddly, before I get into this last headline story, I was at Newtown. I went to Newtown for the first time since they reopened after the fire, which you couldn't tell that the place burned. They did an amazing job of redoing it.
Nice.
Always a good time at the Newtown.
Ron actually traveled the country, just like American Pickers, and went and found... what?
Marnie's
are they grinning? What is an American Picker? What the fuck is that?
It's a TV show about two guys that travel the country and they buy like...
There's so much good TV.
It sounds reality and I don't even watch it. That's a shame.
Really?
Marnie, set the TV
my God.
Marnie needs a squeegee.
Marnie, I caused so many Marnie spit takes. I'm so sorry.
I really tried to.
Oh, my God.
But you failed, honey.
Only partially.
This would be good. This would be good on TV, as long as I had like a veil on or something to keep people from seeing what I look like. Please continue. I'm sorry. American Pickers
show. American Pickers. They travel around and they find people like who have old barns and stuff, and like road signs and memorabilia and old bikes and stuff that's actually valuable and I can sell.
Okay.
So like old Texaco signs and gas station things, all that kind of whatever. What? Okay. So really,
and all this shit is being stored in Newtown. Did he open up a storage unit? Like, where are you going with this shit? Newtown was a lovely bar with a pool table.
And a red truck.
Well, it was very dark, so there may have been pickers, grinners. I don't know what was hiding in the corners.
I was really hoping that this segment was going to shine favorably on Newtown, but apparently it's not.
No, this place is fabulous.
Oh, it's lovely.
Goddamn, Al Perkins are funny.
So, anywho, I was there on Sunday with Jason Carlton, which I'll tell you another story about Jason in a minute. Not unconscious in a car right now.
Oh, good. Good. Wide awake.
So we stopped by there, and somebody stopped me and introduced me to Ron, the owner, and he was telling them, without me even knowing, telling them about our podcast, telling us about this show.
Oh, cool.
That he listens. His name is Dave, and I don't know where he works or what he does, but he listens to this show on Wednesdays after we upload it.
Oh,
he
fantastic.
He can't listen live on Tuesdays, but I was like random. So he's like, I walked in, he invited me over, and I met Ron, the owner, and he was telling him, he's like, you have a radio show. I'm like, yeah, we do this crazy radio show thing. So it was just kind of funny that randomly I walk in somewhere and they recognized me from I guess the advertising or I don't know what the
fantastic.
Fuck it was.
Fantastic.
Wow.
But yeah. So
very good. And Newtown.
Fun.
Always a good time.
New
still
times.
Tempe's still Tempe adjacent's only gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you lost in the ASU world or
East Valley, woo-hoo.
East Valley, that's your only woo-hoo. Hope, but it's always fun. The pool table's a good time. I don't know, did they get a jukebox after the fire? How'd they do with the insurance?
Oh, yeah. The only thing, the truck is gone.
Oh, I love
but
that.
That's hard to replace. Yeah. Now, this picker story, was that about, because I remember they had crap on the walls, but I mean, I care about
a lot of different stuff on the walls.
Well, like,
so
okay, did you not see the picture? Hang on, Al, I'm
going
to show you. The picture that I posted, because I know you religiously watch my Facebook, there was, like, things like this, like a four-way stop, like stop signs.
Oh, yeah, I just assumed that was something you had in your living room. I didn't realize you had to go. I didn't realize you had to leave the house to find it.
No, I do not have a fit that.
Oh, no, but again, when I go to bars, I just want to know that you can get vodka into a glass and hand it to me.
They can easily
I don't care what your decor is.
Well.
And if you have a dartboard or a pool table and a jukebox, then you know what? You got. I'm sold. I'm your easiest customer.
They had a couple of things they sent to have them restored that they couldn't find otherwise. Apparently, and you're all going to, this is funny, there's a really big statue of a chicken or a cock or rooster in the thing.
Un gallo.
El pollo loco.
Marnie just took another sip.
So, why do you sip when I'm talking? You shouldn't do. You learn not to sip when I'm talking.
Well, you talk so rarely.
Yeah. If you didn't drink when Al talked, you'd never drink.
Surprised I know the Spanish word for cock? I mean, seriously. Think about it.
I thought it was verga.
No, it's yes. Cock, the rooster, is un gallo. Gallo blanco means white cock.
I was going to say, gallo blanco.
Means white cock.
I eat it at the sister restaurant, Hillside Spot Cafe in the East Valley.
Doesn't sound as dirty. Well, it kind of does. The Hillside Spot.
Ooh.
I'm still flinging my cord like it's long, luxurious hair.
All right, before we get out of this hour.
All right, but New Times is lovely, and I'm sorry if I disparage their name.
And so is Newtown.
So what am I calling it?
New Times.
That would be a magazine.
Just drive down Van Buren until you see the Pepsi sign and pull
it
in.
It is. 52nd Street. It's on 52nd Street in Van Buren, right next to Honey Bears.
It is. It's on the north side by the Pepsi sign, Honey Bears, and that's the better Honey Bears.
Yes, it's the original Honey Bears.
Right.
Right.
I think it's a brother that owns the other one. He's good. It's lovely. It's on Thomas, but go there.
It's also on Central. Yeah, on Central Thomas. Just because I thought this was just stupid. You know, you say the world's getting more stupid. It's this. A West Virginia preacher who followed his father into the rare practice of handling snakes to prove faith in God died after being bitten during an outdoor service involving the reptiles. Mark Randall, or everybody called him Mac, whose father died in 1983 after suffering a fatal bite, has been bitten before and survived. But he died earlier this week after witnesses say a timber rattler bit him on the thigh. So apparently God was not watching him.
Does not look kindly on the fam. Why did you just raise your hand?
I just had to say, I have been looking at this headline all week, but I knew one of you would bring it up, so I didn't even want to read it. I just wanted to be surprised.
Oh, there's
by
more to the story. But
I left it alone because Doug had brought it up. I had a lovely chance.
Our post-show meeting.
That's right. That, and we had a lovely chance to have lunch with him last Thursday.
I never get invited to lunches.
I didn't know anything about...
Yeah, we went to lunch.
Who went to lunch?
Me and Doug Wilkie.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
play,
Doug, if you're listening...
Come on, Doug.
Play what? I don't have anything to play. All
the Doug thing?
But you know what I've got for...
Come
on. Here, Doug, I got this for you.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter.
That's what we're sending your ass. Secret lunches.
What about the villainess?
A dangerous liaison.
Oh, the villainess.
Do you forget?
Oh, but that was just dramatic music. That was the dramatic stinger.
The villainess Doug Wilkie and I went to lunch.
And you just, all right.
That's for Doug.
Well, at least it was quick and right on the money. There you go.
That's what I was looking for.
I wasn't sure what you were looking for.
Anyway, he brought that up. He said, have you seen this thing about the snake? And we talked about that. I was laughing my ass off with how he was describing it. What a dumbass.
Right.
Not Doug Wilkie. But
no, the preacher.
The douchebag with the
now
serpent.
We get some rattlesnake bites in the restaurant. I'm not going to lie to you. Right.
Sure.
And
I can believe that.
You start to wonder, like, I can't go into details. I'm sure I'm breaking some law.
Some HIPAA law.
Exactly. We tried it.
It's restaurant customer privilege.
Let's just say it this way. When we hear,
well played, babe.
Yeah, thank you. When we hear snakebite, we play like Miss Scarlet in the library with a candlestick. It's always like Jim Bob in the woodshed with a six pack. Like, how did you come across the rattler? And what the fuck? Okay.
What made you?
Why were your nuts near the snake's mouth?
What made you approach?
I just want to throw this out to the world, and please process this as you need to, adapt as you need to. Fire burns.
Fire burns.
Like when,
oh,
like
fire
when,
burns.
Fire
so
burns.
If I step in fire, it's going to burn me.
Right.
Right.
Put your hand on the stove once, you get burned.
Right.
Rattlesnakes, they fucking bite, and it's deadly, and there's not a lot of places in the state of Arizona that have this antivenom.
Maybe they want to go stuff them and attach them to helicopters.
Well, that's what I was thinking about the creature.
Is there a flying snake somewhere?
It might be time, because the snake's still fine. It was the preacher that died. I think we put the skin of the preacher and put propellers on each of his
and then he'd be like an
appendages, and we fly him at the pigeons that I'm assuming he loved.
He'd be like an angel.
Everybody wins, and this poor cat gets... what are you awing? It's shitty.
I bottled a cat to pick a mouse.
Okay.
What? I don't understand that
bottled
at all.
That's not... No.
But I'm just thinking, if you have the preacher flying around on the chopper, and he's got a cat near him, you have pet owner and pet. I mean, what...
Aww.
Okay. There's something wrong with lesbians. That came out as sweet.
Oddly, during the interview, I didn't play the clip, but during the interview about the cat copter, one of the comments, somebody had emailed him or something and said that what if you died? Somebody made a man copter out of you, and he thought it was cool.
Oh.
Because he's mentally ill.
No, he's not.
Clearly. Have you seen the picture of this cat? There is a mentally ill picture. There's a mentally ill person somewhere near this picture. Where's just out of frame.
There's something in the copy. Hang on a minute. There's one of my favorite lines about... Hang on. Where is it? Oh, I've got to find this.
Flyingcat.com or just Google it image and just see what I'm seeing and live your life
one
better.
One of the lines, and in the video, if you look at it, you'll see it. Orville's brother Wilbur is still alive and looks perplexed while checking out his stuffed brother...
Oh, why would you throw that on the ground? Why would you deny me that joy for almost 12 minutes according to the atomic clock?
He looks perplexed while checking out his stepbrother, who is now mounted in a permanent spread eagle position.
Oh, come
on. That's what you can put on
your
Christmas card.
That's a mean girl. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mean girl over here. Wilbur is perplexed as to why his brother is spread eagle.
The other line is this. The cat's face is permanently frozen with an expression that could be described as somewhere between defiant and terrified as it flies above the family.
Oh, thank God you do research for this show, because it's a treat. That's a treat. That is a delight for the senses.
Oh, I just love that line. His cat's face is permanently frozen between expression that can be described as somewhere between defiant and terrified.
Oh, no. Read Wilbur's reaction again.
Orville's brother Wilbur is still alive as he looks perplexed while checking out his stuffed brother, who is now mounted in a permanent spread eagle position.
He needs a 30-second dance break.
Oh, I do. I'm enraptured with joy. That's just a moment.
Maybe we should have the listeners send in pictures of what a perplexed cat
would
look like.
I'm going to try to get this picture.
We could judge
that. I need to get this picture posted on our Facebook.
That's what we should get from our listeners.
This should take us over the 400 listeners we've been dreaming of. This is the kind of topical...
Not listeners, downloads.
Whatever the fuck they are.
Can I give a shout-out to a downloader?
Oh, sure.
My best friend Casey listens every week, and she saw that I was going to be here tonight, and she said, say my name on the show. So, Casey,
she gets to download twice.
Twice download for free.
Oh.
Both times.
Oh, I have to do a quick...
I'm just giving her a shout-out on Facebook.
I have to do a short shout-out. It's, I don't know. The date's on there. It's 6-5. Harrison... no last name. Don't travel with her because it's a pain in the ass. It is her birthday this week.
happy birthday to
my dearest friend Harrison, lifelong companion.
Is she coming to visit anytime?
She's coming out for the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's going to be a big day. Because we're having a party at the restaurant.
Yes,
no, it's not at the restaurant. It's at my home.
Well, I understand that.
They discourage parties with liquor at the restaurant.
Discourage, but don't ban.
And
let's be clear.
Mask it in your own cup.
If I may.
Right.
Go ahead.
You got 60 seconds.
We have Bron Pfeiffer's birthday as well today.
Oh, Bron Pfeiffer, happy birthday. I think enough time has passed that I can admit that a crush I had on him for about two straight years.
Not straight. And
Thanks.
And a friend of mine, Don Ketch's birthday is today. And Leanne Brum. There you have it.
That's my ring.
Oh, she's my favorite country singer. Not the same girl.
Different girl. Country-ish.
Same song.
Can.
If you haven't found that video yet, shit Liza Minnelli says on YouTube, please, dear God, find that. Find that.
That's fantastic.
I want to dance. I want to celebrate the dead cat. Come on, let me.
Are you ready for this? A 30-second dance break.
Dance to this, Al.
Dance, girl, dance.
We'll just play this under us.
I'm starting to like the music. That's how drunk I am.
You're almost there.
This is the best club ever, but it's very brightly lit.
It is. We
Not
know that.
Not as bright as before. Remember
no, I know. I remember when the Nazi searchlight was on there. Oh, there it is, and it's back. I'll tell you nothing.
I got nothing to say.
It's so hard being part of the French Resistance.
You're killing me. You're just killing me.
Do you have anything else, Clayton, or can I throw something out?
It's going to be the with Marnie. Well,
you can. Do you want to save it till after we come back?
After we come back.
Sure.
I just didn't know if you were all...
No.
And can you tell me your last name after the break, too, because I don't know it.
Ryer.
Okay.
All last week, I kept calling her Reiner.
I know.
Apparently, she was related to Rob.
Oh, I know.
Then now I'm not.
You're part of Hollywood royalty. Who's your godparents?
Well,
I don't know why. Oh, Doug has texted us. Doug said, I'm listening live... And I'm in the chat room. Well, we know you're in the chat room. Hi, Doug. It's back to the perfume counter for you.
But any more secret lunches? Seriously.
Yeah, the secret lunches. That's it.
We were at America's Taco Shop.
Oh, my God.
The one by my house? Were you at my corner?
No.
That's crazy.
We're on 7th Street.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk America. It's a Tuesday night. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
It's 8:01. It's Tuesday night. Thank you for being here. Once again, we are live on the air.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
Oh, my gosh. It's hour two, and I guarantee you that this second hour of the show will not be nearly as crazy as last week's second hour.
Because we're out of dead cats.
Oh, no.
And moonshine.
The moonshine last week.
Lenny, are you listening?
Where is Lenny?
We need more moonshine.
That was crazy shit.
I'll drive to Pennsylvania for more of that shit.
Actually, not just that, but anyone who does have some, please text me. I'll go ahead and give you my
address. There were a couple things I worried about in relation to that.
Number one, if I was going to douche with it? Because that's what I was worried. That was the next step.
No. My concern, what really concerned me was, first of all, what's the legality level here? What are we doing? Number one, you've transported a substance that's apparently
no.
Okay. When I say you, just a general term. Right. Somebody,
I just accepted.
Somebody transported a substance.
We're using the royal we.
Right. Somebody transported what I'm guessing is an illegal substance because it's illegal to make. Or is it just illegal?
No, you can get a distillery license. It's very easy. Strangely enough, in my basement, my parents had.
Jesus. Seriously?
We had a distillery license. My parents had a distillery
How
license.
How big was this fucking basement? You had a disco ball?
It was filled with treasures. No, a disco light.
A disco light.
It followed the beat, so it would dun, 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 dun. It would light up different colors, and we would disco dance dead cats.
And moonshine distilling.
I can't get enough. I mean, so many birthday wishes came true with the picture of that cat.
Nice work, Clayton. I've got a fun.
So, no, if she has a distillery license, which I'm sure she has figured out.
Yes, she does.
If she hasn't, it's distilleryLicense.com.
So go there.
Go there and get yourself one. But we did. We had a license to my sister. No lie. Hand to God.
Okay.
My sister, Debbie. God bless her.
Yes.
I got a hand to God on your show. I can't even call it my own show.
She's the one that barks?
No. She's the other one. Not the barker. She, for her 10th or 11th grade science project, made wine.
Okay.
And showed the fermentation process.
A plus.
Right. That's how you know that your parents are alcoholics. God bless them both because it's a good time. Could you imagine if somebody now for their 11th grade science project made wine?
Again, A plus for that student. Any student who wants to bring me wine or moonshine.
Maybe not in 6th grade. Plus.
No, well, not
11th grade. No, it was longer. But past listeners will remember my mother also knew how to make bathtub gin.
I remember that. We had the bathtub
gin. This was a resourceful family. We might have been poor, but we were going to drink, girl.
Well, you lived in Niagara Falls. You had to do something.
That's true. That's
Holy
true.
Holy crap. Well, I have posted a picture of the flying cat on our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and look up Facebook.com/ The Show with Clayton McKee, you will find The picture of the cat.
Fucking
and it's,
cat.
It's a color picture, by the way.
I think the drinking word is .com.
.com.
Because we can make it work.
I thought dead cat was going to be the...
I like both.
That's
like... I'm enamored of both.
Deadcatdc.com.
Deadcatdc.com.
Marty's looking at me and she's saying, don't make the word fascination. So I don't know what she's talking, but she's shaking her head and... Don't,
well, we didn't even go there till you just made me, and now
you know what?
Yeah,
we weren't even thinking about it.
Marnie brought it up.
Well, Marnie can deal with it.
I had done that as
I love
a
that
whisper.
You, I love that you accept a guest villainess, not realizing you're sitting next to the original villainess. Like, whatever you tell me is
She's
evil,
surrounded.
I will make it worse. Exactly.
You know what I realize is...
I'm sure you want to talk about something, because it seemed like I interrupted you about 20 minutes ago.
Do you want me to do a sports segment? There was a softball game on this weekend. There were girls in it.
Okay.
And then there was something else with a score this week. And somebody won, and somebody lost.
Oh, no, wait. No. We have to do it properly. Let's get...
Oh,
we have to do
the 10-second intro.
Now you have to. If we're going to do this, we have to do it right. So we're going to toss.
Okay.
All right, we're going to toss to our sports segment with Erin on Q Talk.
I don't talk now, do I?
Yes. He's going to start counting with his fingers if you don't.
There was a game this week on television of sports players, and someone won and someone lost.
Were they girls or were they boys?
Oh, everybody play. Oh, I'm getting the countdown. Keep talking about sports, Erin. I don't know anything about
sports.
Oh,
they wore uniforms, and Mark Sanchez is the hottest man alive and might marry me.
Done.
And the Minnesota Vikings are the best team ever.
Ever.
I think one of my favorite things, and this may be what actually makes me kill myself at some point in life, is I strive so hard for production quality in this show.
And we pee all over it.
I try to respect it, but that's so long of talking about sports.
No, but the one
I got nothing to say.
That is a 29 second. The one I do for headlines is 44 seconds.
Yeah, but you know something about headlines.
I walk through the grocery store and I just swat pies. I'm like, fuck pies.
Has nothing to do with my pie chart.
Ooh, in sports, I got a new pink Twins hat this week.
Is that the one that's right there in front of me?
To support my girlfriend. Nice.
Okay, no. I just, when you say pink Twins and I'm not looking, I think you mean your tits.
Keep it on. Keep it on.
I knew that's where you were going.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post. We're going to take a picture.
Oh, I like it.
We should do live photos of all of you.
Stand by, Erin in the studio. Well, Marnie, I didn't need you to be in the goddamn picture. Oh, she's busting. Oh, what she's doing.
Look at her.
You're doing the bust. What did you call that thing? Oh, it's you both
have
twins.
That's her head.
I was doing the cheese from behind, right. But it's because I have this hair.
Hi. I'm here.
Hello.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Marnie.
A falsetto child.
That's my girl, everybody.
Can't tell that's a twins hat, though.
Well, let me go down
there. Well, hang on. Let me zoom in on you.
Shut up.
If this was nearly as exciting for people listening as it is for us, take a picture and boom. Oh,
would be good enough.
what does your hat look like, buddy?
I don't have a milliner for the love of Christ.
Call him buddy.
Buddy.
Who?
What does your hat look like, buddy? Pretend you're buddy.
Oh, I don't know. He does always wear a hat.
Does he?
Yes, oh, but mostly he wears a scarf from the first National Tour of Red.
He always wears.
How did we get here? ASU How the hell hat. Pan left, as Buddy said in his mouth.
You're supposed to ASU.
I don't know. I don't look at his head. That makes it sound worse.
It really
does. But oddly not racial this time. Usually when you say things, it comes out racial.
I know. Everything I say comes out strangely racist. Can I do a couple of like little things?
You can take over the whole goddamn network.
It just makes more sense.
Do I need to queue up a sound clip for you?
Yeah, I just have... No, I just have one. And I love this. And ladies, I don't know how you feel about this, so you got to chime in. The Abbey in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes.
West Hollywood.
Right. Yes.
It was actually an abbey, then it became a coffee shop, then it became a coffee shop that served liquor, then it became a luncheonette counter, and then it became a big fabulous gay bar. Oh, what a tortured history.
Well, I'd like to see the flow chart for that.
Well, I guess it's back to the perfume god of me. The Abbey has banned bachelorette parties.
Yes.
And my comment was, we are not a Disneyland ride, and I'm so sick of... We're going to go to a gay bar for a bachelorette party. Fuck you.
Who does that?
Oh my God, so many people.
Oh, God,
we're going to go to a gay bar. Like,
in your former life, you might have considered this.
But people do it all the time.
My friends always took me to naked boy strip clubs.
Well, they get there.
It's called a gay bar. It's called a gay bar, Erin.
No, there's a big difference between a gay bar
like
and flaccid penis
whatever.
On a stage.
Right. But it usually one leads the other. It's a gateway drug to the flaccid. Because if you think flaccid penises, they happened at your bachelorette party at the gay bar, and then they happened on stage with a gay boy stripping. But I have to agree with this one because it always kind of bothers. Like, I know the spirit is right. I know when they do the bachelorette parties at a gay bar, I know the spirit is right that they're
but you're not a novelty.
Exactly. Right. We are not a Disneyland ride. That, I was so excited to hear that. Like, no, you can't treat us. Like, this is our bar. Like, we're coming here to drink, make fun of you, and listen to the jukebox.
Right.
Maybe play a dart, which I'm going to throw at you. But I love that.
For those of you that don't know what a jukebox is, it's something you put money in and get songs out of.
Oh, and that's why we will never date. If I have to answer the what is the jukebox question and why do you have a picture of a dead cat above your bed?
A dead flying cat
with four propellers. Our relationship is over. And we have a. And I just want to say, hear it, Q Talk America, because I have to say all these things that we think of through the week. This all came up last week. We have a very strict no magic policy here. We will not be pulling things out of hats here.
I don't think
last week somebody said something and I thought they said we had a no magic policy about the show.
What are you talking about?
But I ran with it for like an hour.
Head?
I don't know. I've listened to the show twice.
It was
kind
of like Sorry Lingus. No, it was at bar one afterwards.
I thought you meant here.
Marnie said something at the bar that we were supposed to remember for the show. And she said it and I wrote it down.
And I did not write it
But I wrote it down as a we have a no magic policy.
Well,
and I thought, well, that's just good news.
What did you mean, Marn?
Who knows? But the best part is I was so sincere in my no magic policy that, well, that we should write that down. I actually took out pen and paper and wrote down, absolutely no magic.
We should, not in this show. We should have no magic at all.
Maybe I.
Oh, and then I got one more, and then it's you. I got one more, and it's you.
I just don't know.
This is a real song. This is a real song.
Same song. Same song.
It's almost as good as a dead cat or someone making fun of Liza Minnelli. Can I smell your dick to prove you're not cheating? Is that not the best?
That's a real song, isn't it?
It's a real song. Same song.
I think I saw the video.
But it's sage advice. It really is.
Makes me kind of throw up a little bit.
Can I smell your pussy? What makes you
feel
better?
Whoa!
Can I smell your fascinations receipt? Like, what do you want to hear?
I think
turn these colors.
If you're not drinking, then you should be because I'm having
a
beverage right now.
Marnie, what's your name?
Mamie
Eisenhower. I love you. You're my favorite Nixon. Can I smell your dick to prove you're not cheating? Just say it to yourself at home and you'll laugh. It's funny.
Or Google it.
Oh, Google it. It's a real song and she sings it and it's a pretty good song. I danced to it for like 30 seconds.
Who sings it?
I wonder if I find it. Hang on.
All right. Go ahead, Marnie. Yours.
Mercy. Last week, my friend Becca sent me, the day after our show, she sent CBS News, Alabama teacher facing drug and moonshine charges.
Oh, we're very worried here.
Drug and moonshine charges. And she said that she thought it was our fault. I think this might be the show's fault. some douchebag was like
drinking moonshine on a radio show.
Gonna get sued.
Oh yeah! No.
It's just that he's somewhere in Alabama trying to be cool. We were here.
I have such a dramatic costume ready for my first lawsuit.
Oh, this is that song. Isn't
I don't
it?
Think they're going to sue us, right?
Is that singing?
No.
Well, that was the intro to the video, but I want to find the section.
But think.
Can
about
I smell your dick to make sure?
Well, actually,
cheating.
It's yo. It's Y-O.
Can I smell your dick?
Smell your dick.
But it's not only is it a really good choice, like, can I catch you before you get in the shower, dirty whore?
Really?
It just makes more sense.
It does not make any sense.
No, but that's what I have written down here.
Power of Pine Sol, baby, right there.
I have to fit in Sorry Lingus, and it just makes more sense
you
into every show.
I like it.
And where are we in the Mayan calendar countdown?
What is our Mayan calendar update, by the way?
We're going to go there.
I'm thinking it's 7 hours less than the last 7 days less than the last
7 days less, not hours.
How does this calendar thing work?
God, you are just slipping in words that you don't even mean to say.
I know. I'm trashed. Now, Wilma Flintstone is gone.
The phone.
Wilma,
oh, look.
We are 198 days, 7 hours, 56 minutes, and 50 seconds away from the end of the world.
Oh.
Now, Wilma Flintstone, the Wilma Flintstone flip phone from Verizon, when it powered up, it would give a message that might say, hello, my name is Al. This is good my luck, cell
I'm
phone.
Good luck. I'm still working. That's what it would say.
But what mine said was Vox Rocks, please, because I always said, if you find me in the gutter and turn me over, I'm going to be like, can I have a glass of Vox? Because Vox is, ask for it by name. It is the greatest vodka ever. It's in here.
Taste, please.
I don't understand what we're, okay.
I just wanted to throw out there another Vox
thanks.
Thing. Because Vox is going to sponsor
on
us.
It's spilling on me.
You are spilling Vox?
What?
It opened and it spilled.
I perhaps overfilled in my exuberance.
Oh, you know what? Doug has.
Dear officers.
Doug has, right, I wasn't drinking.
Dear
wasn't
officers. Drinking.
Doug found.
Can I lick your fingers? Can I smell your fingers to see if you're cheating? Okay, Marnie, we're going to lose electricity if you keep spitting things.
Honey.
Wow.
Swallow.
It's been a long time.
Wow.
In other news, Doug Wilkie likes our picture of the cat on the Facebook page.
Doug Wilkie, faithful listener, longtime
He's
listener.
He's wonderful.
Do we have a tissue in here?
I'm sure we might.
No, but I can get you a coaster.
Look in the file cabinet over there.
I'll just wipe it on my pants.
I've used that line before, too.
Oh, straight out of the flask vodka.
So now I know that we have at least one.
What?
Two.
Listener?
Three. I don't know about this one because I can't speak for her.
What?
Fan of Streisand.
Oh.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Oh, come on, lady.
I'm a theater teacher. Come on.
I understand.
On.
You're a Tis theater what? Teacher?
Oh.
Why haven't you moved in? I have two empty bedrooms. I have two empty bedrooms waiting for a theater teacher to move in.
For those of you playing the home game, Al just met Aaron.
If I don't spend a lot of time asking people questions.
That's okay.
Like, what do you do or what's your name? Marnie, what's your name? Mamie?
Mamie Eisenhower.
Ooh, that burns.
Only at first. So just wait, it burns the first time. The second time it slides right in, honey.
Anyway.
Ask for it by
anyway.
Name.
Anyway.
I'm going to dry hump her leg. She's a theater teacher? Mm-hmm. I'm a theater aficionado.
I worked at the Grady Gamage for 9 years as well.
Shut the front door. Nothing. We have an idea about the Grady Gamage.
To burn it down and get a better sound system is what we'd like
bathrooms,
to
do. And bathrooms.
And bathrooms and bathrooms and bathrooms.
Yeah, there's that. What I would like to do is come back.
Between the dead cat and she's a theater teacher. All we got to do is mention to Clinton and I'm going to start touching it.
All Al would like to do from this point on is go to work with you and tell you what you should do.
Well, always welcome.
I can act out whole shows.
People, all by yourself.
People say
he does it every Tuesday.
People say I can still play late teens. I say no. Early 20s. There's no limit to my range, really. I just quoted so many movies that only Doug Wilkie knows what the hell I'm talking about.
As he sips from his flask.
Oh, I know. I went without ice. I'm so happy about dead cats and theater teachers. And
I kind of wanted to talk about the fact that, well, you got all these zombie apocalypse people. Okay. Have you noticed that on Facebook?
Oh, I've heard of it.
I believe
is talking about the zombies and the this and this.
Go ahead.
To go with Streisand,
They're eating people on the street. People who
people
need people.
Eating people.
They're the luckiest people in the world.
They're the luckiest people. They're the bitiest people.
Dear host of the show with Clayton McKee, can I get ice?
Sure.
Now he answers to his name.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. Make your drink, sweetheart.
But sir,
can
what
we keep
is this
singing?
About?
Let other people have a chance.
No, because we'll
singing?
Get sued.
Let other people have a chance. Here's your ice, bitch. Drink that.
Anyway, I'm just not understanding. No. Doug
You're not understanding Barbara Streisand?
No.
Same song. The people eating people.
No, Doug Wilkie and I did discuss this at our secret lunch.
Oh, you want to keep rubbing that in?
Hey, Alan Clayton, do you guys want to go to lunch this week and not invite anyone else?
I don't know when
it became a secret lunch.
When I wasn't there.
Right, when we weren't told about it.
I was slumbering. I was enjoying my dead cat and my theater teacher.
You don't have dead cats.
As my dead cat circled me.
So the next time, Doug Wilkie.
By the way, when Maggie and Marty pass away, they're going to be comebacking as lawnmowers. Vacuums. I'm not sure.
So they'll have wheels.
A vacuum and a lawnmower.
Wheels on the front paws and their tail can be the handle?
If there are artists within the sound of my voice, I would like a graphic illustration of the Maggie and the Marty. What are their names?
Yes, that's
close.
It.
Maggie and Marty.
Mamie Eisenhower.
Will you stop?
With
different. Meow.
I want the cats with that same look of what's their combination? Give me the combination.
The combination
of what their faces look like. Aggravation and assault. No, what are my two words?
Terrified and defiant.
Nope.
No, it's not.
But it's a good guess.
Defiant and terrified.
Defiant and terrified.
Bitches.
But I want them with four wheels on, like a lawnmower, and like teeth that could chew through grass.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Oh, I'm so excited.
I
want to memorialize all your cats. Please bring me your dead pets and let me memorialize them in the spirit of the Netherlands.
Okay.
As an appliance.
As it were.
As
how does Barbara Streisand fit into the zombies? Just do the song?
I changed the song. People eating people.
So I'm a believer because I figure why not?
I don't think it's about zombies. I think it's about fucking freaks. It's about, I mean, there was bath salts. That's a huge issue.
But there was another guy that like ate his roommate's heart and liver.
No, that was a boxer, brain and liver. There was a boxer who
and he shipped it to Canada.
Who shipped body parts to the Canadian Parliament or something.
Can
we stop getting our zombies confused?
Is that the one who got arrested
in Germany or something?
Canada,
self-proclaimed porn star.
Self-proclaimed. Oh, that's very different. That is very different.
Self-proclaimed.
Wait, just like me, I'm a porn star. Really? What I
you're
meant
an ordained
by,
minister.
Yeah, I am that.
Right.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I think I did.
All right.
Well, don't say it with a sneer. Anyway, but it's in it. Like, what are these fucking people doing? Like, oh, look, I'm on the side of the road.
Let's eat somebody.
Bath salt. And then there was the other woman who was
nom, nom, nom.
Yummy.
I want cookie face. Cookie face.
I'm
Anima.
On the theme of
you guys airtime. This is fantastic.
I just wonder, are there not enough Girl Scout cookies in the world that we have to eat people?
Well, I don't know, but you, it's just about people just being fucking weird. Like, there was the other chick who was on the side of the road, I think in Pennsylvania, may have been
Near
the moonshine. Anyway, was just tweaking herself on the side of the road.
What do you mean tweaking herself?
Well, masturbating.
Was she fascination? She was,
no, stop it!
Oh my God!
Do you that if you use, if you use silicone use a silicone toy, they attach, they bond to each other.
Is this what you were trying to tell me earlier?
Yeah.
The silicone story? Oh God.
Now this has nothing to do with our purchase, but the lady at the cash register told us.
Allegedly.
Silicone lubricant and a silicone toy. Again, nothing, I swear to God. Nothing, I'll tell you later what
Marnie's officially under the table at this point.
And
we've made it so much worse. I don't know why you wouldn't just admit to it now.
And they bond to each other. And the lady behind the counter said, "You'll ruin your stuff." And we said, "Well, you certainly would."
Like my stuff, like my couch?
Well, or
my stuff, like my business.
Right. Okay, by the way, you and I are going to chat later.
You're the one who invited
me,
honey.
Yeah.
You're the one who invited me.
He is. And
this is what I mean by organic. You just wait to see what people, like, you pick up a dead cat and a fascination receipt and just watch what happens for 2 hours. It's good times.
The dead cat is the funniest thing for you.
Did you know that MacArthur Park was written for Linda Ronstadt's cousin?
Speaking of pussies.
I was Googling MacArthur Park and my... Yeah. It was written from Linda Ronstadt's trick pussy cousin. She passed.
Is she flying? Is she flying now?
I don't know.
As a trick pussy?
We were not sure if propellers or wheels on her. I just have to get through this list, so I have to interrupt you to get through.
Go, Al.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you had that one thing.
Oh, no. Well, you've been a year on the zombie thing.
The atomic
clock has you at 11 minutes. I watch.
Oh, look at Al paying attention to time.
It's my pie. I'll cry if I want to. All right.
Who's the guy that sang that song, though? Originally, it was recorded by a man.
It's my pie.
It's Leslie Gore is the only person I know it by.
No. There was a man that recorded MacArthur Park.
Oh, Richard Harris, star of Camelot. Okay. And Doug Wilkie will text us how many times he's been nominated for an Academy Award and not a winner.
Doug, get on that, would you? It was. Right. By the way, Doug, in the chat room, Doug says it was not a secret lunch.
All right, I know.
Yes, it was not. That's what I've been trying to say.
He's texted me like 3 times.
Oh.
All right, so I want to bring up Mormons at Utah Gay Pride. The Mormons building bridges.
Yay, yay, yay. I love the Mormons. Women's at Utah Gay Pride. Did anybody see that picture?
I did. It was fantastic.
Oh,
I thought this is what we need. We've been talking about this.
It's
with,
a good thing, Clayton. This one?
No, but we've been talking about this, about religious people and churches standing up with people getting bitten by snakes and little kids singing like homophobic rants.
Yeah.
But it's time for like the people in these churches to stand up and say, you know what? Those fuckers are crazy. So these Mormons came to Gay Pride and they were the second float. Mm-hmm. It makes them sound fat, but they weren't. They were the second.
They weren't fatalies.
They were the second dead cat exhibit to come down the Netherlands freeway.
They were flying.
And it's Mormons building bridges, and they were reaching out to the gay community to let people know that within the Mormon population, there are people that find the Prop 8 stuff. And the Mormons, from what I'm reading, and I don't know if this is like all propaganda for the election coming up, but that the Mormon church is starting to like lay low on the funding anti-gay initiatives. Mm-hmm. That the Mormon church, they, because they couldn't, the secret's out.
Well, they're busy fighting five wives. Right. That's where they're putting their money now.
But the,
right.
That's good, Aaron. I like the callback on that.
The interesting thing about it is you always talk about the imamormon.org, those frightening
billboards.
But what they're saying is they're spending so much time trying to make themselves not look like freaks or outcasts that it's the minority sticking with other minorities. That the Mormon church realized, we really can't bash someone else.
Because bashed ourselves.
Right. Because their numbers are not that large. And if gays are really 1 in 10, we outnumber them. So you always have to worry in that us versus them competition that one day you're going to be the them. So you have to be very careful when you start an us versus them. And from what I'm reading, the Mormons are coming around on that, realizing we really can't bash a lot of people when we want to ban vodka in Idaho. We want respect as a religion. Right. And then we can't turn around and be like, well, you know, you're
fuck
a...
you. Right. The picture was
we changed
beautiful.
Our mind about black people in 1977. Right. We really can't throw a lot of stones.
No, the picture they showed all kinds of, you know, people in rainbow gear and such.
And all heterosexual.
And then there were the evident Mormons dressed in their mission attire, but they all had signs up and they were all, you know, about love and about equality, and it really was beautiful.
And I was excited that Salt Lake City, so conservative, so
has a pride.
Yeah. And I'm always surprised by that. Toronto the Good, as it used to be called in Canada. The first time I went to Gay Pride was in 1986 or 87. Mm-hmm. And it was seriously a beer garden and a drag queen.
Okay.
Like, I actually followed the drag queen to the beer garden from a cab to go to the 1987 Gay Pride parade.
Only because he thought he could be in the show with her.
I was still just wanting to be a drag queen then.
Sure.
But then I went back in 2001, and it's my picture on a couple different illicit websites.
Oh.
And I watched the whole parade, and I watched it, and the big thing was that Toronto the Good had come out for Pride because Toronto was not the most liberal city in Canada. All the other cities were very liberal, but Toronto was very conservative, and it was a big shining star for them, a gold star for them, that they had come out for gay rights, and their parade had the police department, the mayor, the fire department. Like, this parade went on for hours, and it was like so long I left. I was like, okay, who gives a shit now? I get it. You're all for it. Whoopee.
Sesame Street is for it.
But this was in the summer of 2001. That the mayor was in the main float waving because he didn't want to leave any part of his constituency out of the loop. I thought that was amazing.
And that's the way it should be done.
I get through these things really quick. It just makes more sense.
Shut up.
6 minutes. Atomic clock.
8:22 is when I started.
I'm sure Joe loves the fact that we reference the atomic clock every fucking show.
He said he was in the studio two nights with us, and he mentioned that atomic clock like five times.
Yeah, he really does.
He loves the atomic clock.
I do too.
If it was attached to a train, he would love it more.
He just
because
out of
he
curiosity,
loves trains.
And I might talk about it for 45 fucking minutes. I'm just curious.
What?
About barcodes.
You only got 33.
Shut it. The barcodes. Have you heard about that?
I heard they
want to put on people?
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, to make everybody safer. Did you hear about that, Al?
Is it for missing children? Is that
no?
A,
like
no.
At birth, like almost like a what
oh, it's
like
very X Files. Remember
like
the X Files did that?
Right.
Yes.
And then they barcode.
Almost
you.
Like chipping.
They,
you.
They put they, one in like, Scully on the X Files.
They could either chip or it literally is a barcode on you that scan.
No barcoding.
And,
I have
and
no
they're
tattoos.
Saying that it makes everybody. Thank you.
Right, right. That's
but it's saying that it'll make the world safer. That it'll make the world safer, and that we do it from babies on. And it does Auschwitz
doesn't
ring
affect,
a bell? I mean,
no.
Like,
well, I don't.
I have a problem with that.
I asked one of my colleagues about this week, and
at
the theater troupe. And I said, you know, did you see this about? And she said, well, hell yeah, I chip my dogs. I barcode my babies, and I thought,
wow.
Well, my dogs can't talk. to say,
well, but
this
no,
is my
but
mom.
Your children can't talk at a certain point either, because I mean, Marnie clearly gets into every paneled van that comes by, as we learned from her fascination story.
Well,
so she'd be the first one we're barcoding.
Wow, poor Marnie, you're getting beat up on this one.
Go to Al's basement and see if she's there.
Oh, yeah. It's a good place to look for dead bodies.
In Niagara Falls, in a basement.
I'd be by the still.
A disco light in a distillery.
And a soiled towel, I'm just saying.
And apparently condoms from somewhere.
Yeah. Oh. It was pre-condoms.
Oh. So it would have been okay with that, though. But I don't think...
You were alone?
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Sad sack.
Oh, that's sad.
It's anyway, a dead cat.
I just thought that was kind of fucked up.
I think we should hang the dead cat pictures up in the studio.
But I think we need to revisit that next week when we're, I don't know, different.
How are you going to be different?
I don't know. I was thinking I was going to be sober, but I couldn't even finish the sentence.
Buddy will be back. He brings a sense of stability into the room.
No, you've been lovely.
All right, so.
Yes. And you made Al very happy.
Now, our douche jar. Yeah. Are we all willing to
Can
do the douche jar?
Can we not call it a deuce, but a douche?
Douche jar.
Douche jar.
And what happened?
There was a fat. We also had a fat jar at one point.
No.
Hey.
No, we did.
I think I know.
Yeah, the fat jar was for me calling people fat.
Right.
Oh. And a bit, shut me into a jar.
I called her fatly from the Facts of Life like 8 times.
But
I'm clearly guilty.
But we stopped on the bitch jar.
We did stop on the bitch. I don't like it when drag queens stand in front of a crowd and they're like, "Hey, bitches, how you doing?"
But so my girlfriend just said for me to go in a jar, we have to be a really big jar. That was very sweet.
And I was like,
that's very
no,
sweet.
No, not you. Just
wow.
That.
As the world Christ turns.
That is not what I said.
So I decided that winners of the Douche Jar Award have to, it's when you take photos of your meal that you're cooked at home.
Oh, I hate that.
Thank
you.
Look
what
thank
I made for dinner tonight.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Unless it's with on the garlic blog. Green beans.
Especially
if it's in a blog. Now, Amanda Nemec from Nemec
Especially
Photography
when it's a soup for one.
Does a food blog, and it's called Wine and a Spoon. Wine and a Spoon. And it's fantastic. I get a lot of my recipes from that.
Right,
but
right.
It's not your
it's
Facebook
a
status every
a Facebook
fucking
the
day.
Sad
don't, please
of
don't go to Wendy's.
Of my one plate. My serving for one.
Or don't go to Wendy's and be like, best burger ever, dude. Click.
Right.
But. On the flip side of that, thank God they take a picture of the plate before, because I don't want them to take a picture after.
Yeah, here's how much my fat ass ate. A dollar.
Or the
That's
next,
a good
no,
call.
The next day is what I'm saying. You
and
know?
Money in the jar.
So go through your Facebook page and anybody that took a picture of their food, especially
delete,
a serving
delete,
for one.
Delete.
A serving for one.
This
douche.
Is what I made tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That
I'm eating. Oh, that's sort of like a cry for help. I'm eating all alone. I made this for myself, and I'm gonna watch a movie.
Next week, when Buddy's here, you can discuss that with the, with the
all right.
cry for
poor
help.
Buddy
or the
has had everything
note
written down forever.
Ambrosia de Salad has texted me the actual picture of the man standing behind the flying cat.
Yes,
and it looks like he's butt fucking the cat.
No.
Oh my God, Ambrosia de Salad, you are my hero.
Could you frame that?
Oh my God,
Ambrosia.
As good as I thought the picture I had in my hands was. That him,
no, that's in color on your phone.
Him butt fucking this cat.
It's not doing. Oh,
oh
my God.
No.
I know what picture you're talking about.
He is butt fucking that cat.
Oh, it does look
yeah,
like that.
Come
but
on.
He's not.
Oh, he's
it
not.
It looks like he's ready to.
We don't know what they do in the Netherlands.
Is this when Chris Hansen's going to walk through the door?
All right, now speaking of butt fucking a cat, Richard Dawson is dead.
Yes.
Oh,
would you like
says.
A kiss?
Now, I heard
at
on the View today.
At what point am I just going to go home? I realize that there's no point. There's just no point.
All right, just quickly. I know. I'm done.
It looks like the dead cat is his penis.
But I...
Oh. Do we get
exactly.
in trouble for playing Family Feud theme song?
You probably got to pay Merv Griffin for it.
He's dead.
He's dead.
But, you know, my father...
But not a helicopter.
My father, who was borderline racist, we couldn't watch Family Feud because he kissed everybody.
He kissed black
Asian, people.
Shut
that,
up.
That bothered my father. So, and I have written down here...
You never heard about that?
I did not. I had never
that
heard
was
that.
A huge,
huge
thing.
Issue. And I thought it was just in my house. I didn't realize the scandal reached outside 60th Street. But as I was watching The View today, and Whoopi Goldberg was commenting on his death, and they were talking what a big deal it was that he was kissing black women, and that in the South they wouldn't play Family Feud. He was banned.
He was.
So many stations in the South banned it.
Yeah, that was something, and I actually remember that growing up. Like, I remember that being a big deal late 80s. Like because he got done in 86, I think. He was off Family Feud in, like, 86.
Oh, I gotcha.
76 to 85.
85, okay. But it was, like, late 80s, because I want to say it was... I'm in end of high school, just out of high school.
You're in a recording studio in downtown Phoenix, but where do you think you are?
When I was... Oh, he's on my list. When we'll talk about it next week.
Fucking with Marnie for 500, please.
Survey says.
Different show. Different show.
Stop.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't remember.
Something happened in the late 80s to you.
No, but they, no, not to me. They talked about.
Is it a Chevy van?
It was red.
Oh.
No, but they talked about him, Richard Usson, kissing and making a big deal out of kissing other
colors. Yeah. No, I mean, and I didn't realize, it bothered my father. It really did. He was bothered by it all the time. We weren't allowed to watch Family Feud. We had to watch it in the basement, strangely. But I just thought it was like, I thought, well, that's kind of a stupid thing to say. And then today when they talked about it, I'm like, well, this, like, Southern stations were banning it. But if you think about how accepting it was that it really was a little crazy how much he kissed people.
Addict, no, but not
right,
racist.
Right. Wait. They were looking at it from the wrong right, angle. This guy's a pervert.
Yeah.
Tongue in your mouth, mister.
So wait a minute. I have a question.
Survey says three people want you to keep your tongue in your mouth.
So I. So, 40 people surveyed, top 5 answers on the board. Right. Now, I have a question because I never heard that story. So
can I smell your tongue to see if you're cheating?
No. Here's my question. I've never heard that story from you in regards to your family. So my question then is, if your father had a problem with Richard Dawson kissing women on a show that were not
colored
the same race.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Sorry.
Oh, he was a racist.
When you said, oh, by the way, I'm going to start kissing boys, what the fuck happened there?
Well, I always wondered, like, what would be worse, if I brought home a boy or a black boy? Like, what would
well,
send
we know
the
what happened later. You brought home
a girl or a boy, which would be worse?
Oh, no,
right?
I did. I threatened to take a girl, and I didn't threaten, but I really liked this girl at school, and I was going to take her to the prom, and I mean, seriously.
Because they like the
really,
same music. That's
it was
what,
a literal family feud that that somebody of that I was thinking.
I've never
like,
heard this before.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch Three's Company because it was two girls and a boy living together.
Shut up.
I've heard that
I
before.
I also couldn't watch,
I didn't
the,
know
I
from
couldn't
her.
Watch Friends because they said bitch. And Friends.
Holy crap, you guys all had sheltered.
Fuck, Dad.
I was just kidding,
Dad, don't listen.
In case your dad is listening, hi, Mark.
My dad
she does
listen.
Not mean that.
We weren't allowed to watch Little House on the Prairie. My father called it Little House Full of Fairies. But the only reason was because to him, those books were, but my dad read Roots. Like, sure. Like of all the like race things, he was like the biggest, like, read Roots. Like, he encouraged me to read Roots and watch Roots. So, I mean, he never really followed through with the racist thing.
What the hell?
It was very a big dichotomy.
I could watch whatever the fuck I wanted.
But the weird thing was because he was such a fan of the Little House Full of Prairie book, Little House on the Prairie books.
I just realized
he was offended by the TV show. He thought it was so disrespectful to the books that we weren't allowed to watch the TV show, and he called it Little House Full of Fairies.
Well, to show you the other side of my
comes out really good in this story, but he was a nice man.
Who wouldn't let me watch Friends with His Company? My dad read me at bedtime every single one of those books. We read the whole series.
Nice.
Of Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my father encouraged me to read them too. He loved them.
Poor
he loved them.
Clayton, would you like to speak now? Go ahead.
Well, I just, again.
The show with who? What's your name?
Right. Thank you very much.
Mamie Eisenhower?
Again, the fucking pie chart is the reason that I need to have those in front of me, because we actually completely missed this, but we're going to do it right now, 10 minutes before the final segment of our show.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Oh, for the love. Okay, I forgot to play. The whole goddamn show was just going so crazy. I forgot to play that. We are well into the drinking game, like 20 minutes.
Well, so if you're not drunk, you're
if
just
you're
not,
if you're drinking
silly.
A beverage at home, we encourage you. We enjoy you, too. whatever the fuck. To drink along with us.
Go to Fascination.
Doug, what the hell? Al.
Oh, you really want to go to lunch with Doug, don't
no,
you?
No, it's not. I'll gladly go to lunch with Doug. There's only one person in this city that I really will kill Al if he gets me to go to lunch with him at the same time, and he knows exactly who that is.
Exactly. And I still do it.
Yeah. He does it every time. Meet me here. Oh, you're 15 minutes.
Oh, in 15 minutes, somebody else is arriving. Ooh.
I only get so much time away from the restaurant, so I stagger my friends.
Of course, I understand.
So I'm like, yeah. I'll meet you at 1, but then I'll meet somebody else at 1:20, 1:40, and the person that got there at 1 is like, is it a clown car? Like, how many more people are coming in?
Right.
And why haven't we eaten yet?
Oh, that's right. Great.
Well, we can't eat because somebody else is coming. They're going to join us. How many bottles are there? 5?
And
we
have mine. 4. One is mine.
And the drinking word is .com.
Drink.
Box Vodka. Ask for it by name. Boxvodka.com.
And in a mere 6 minutes, we're going to have another disclaimer.
I know. All we do is get people to not sue us.
Oh, we're working on it.
But are we going to talk about the fact that Q Talk is now Q Talk America and the great success from Joe, our hero?
Yes, that's fantastic. That's coming up. Joe.
Over the next couple of months, we're going to be rebranding the network. We're no longer going to be Q Talk Arizona. We're going to be Q Talk America. We're under a national umbrella. What are you? What on the hell are you?
They get horny somewhere around 39 atomic clock time.
I'm not
sensing that.
What I'm sensing, is Marnie's looking up something on Facebook, and then it's angry lesbian look. So something to do with sports or U-Haul is pissed her off. I'm not sure what it is.
It's cute. By the way, brother, I'm going to give you this. It's cute because yes, you detected exactly that. Except take out the angry lesbian look.
Angry
and put
woman.
In horny lesbian look?
No, just an
that's what we gave each other during
look.
The
that's
disclaimer.
But I also feel that this has something to do with back home.
It does not, actually.
Oh, my God.
It just has to do with daily life.
All right, they're either going to beat somebody up or have sex, but either way, we're good.
Or both!
.com. Go to angry or horny lesbians.com.
.com.
Beat them up or off. I don't care what
they all cheat. Drink. They all cheat in the studio. They
Marnie
all cheat.
Marnie is drinking summershandy.com.
Summer Shandy, Summer Shandy.
Oh, at boxvodka.com. Ask for it by name. Can't say it enough. Get it back in the stores.
Can we get them to be a sponsor?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God willing. Know. God willing.
Okay, you got 5 minutes to wrap up whatever the hell before we go into our final segment.
Okay, so the Republicans today all voted down. I'm ready. The
no shit you are.
Women, the women equality.
Every single Republican voted no.
Every single Republican voted no to women's pay equality. So those of you at home, Lori Haley, that vote Republican, I actually don't know if you do. But, I mean, you have to seriously think about it. Like,
And it was just that companies would have to prove that they were not underpaying women.
Right.
So if I'm a woman and I am.
If you
she is.
Is this under debate?
No.
No. Uh-huh.
The man at Fascinations is pretty sure, I'm guessing.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, creepy. No, but if a woman is feeling underpaid, then the company would have to prove that they're not underpaying her because she is a woman. And the Republicans said it's a burden on businesses.
Oh, well, and it's a boon for lawyers. Oh. Fuck you.
Well, then fucking pay people the right way and we won't have to do this shit.
Right, and the other thing, I don't know if you read this. The one thing that they're talking about is that you can't do that thing at work where you can't disclose how much you make to someone else. Mm-hmm. It's from 9 to 5, the movie. That was one of the rules from 9 to 5, if you remember, was you could get fired if you were talking about your pay because you didn't want to find out that the women were making less.
True.
And one of the things in this bill is to say you can't have a policy in place that doesn't let you talk about your pay because you need to know if Joe Schmo is making more than you than Joanne Schmo.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. I don't.
Every Republican voted no. Every single
every
one.
Republican, including
Olympia
Snow.
The women.
No, Olympia Snow voted against it.
No, but that's the. including the women.
Women. And that's. Remember, we were talking about this last week with the woman with the dick in her mouth who was all offended. No, but I know, but if you don't stand with women's rights, I'm sorry, you can't expect women's organizations to come to your rescue.
Exactly.
You can't. I mean, I'm sure they want. I'd say we, like, I'm in the women's rights organization, well, but I happily would be.
No, but
my roommate still thinks that you're a girl. He listens to the show and he says, oh. That she don't show me a picture. She sounds just like a hot blonde. So I let him. I leave him.
I am hot.
At what point in this story did you become a hot blonde? Wow.
In a lot of different stories, I'm a hot blonde.
Since week one.
Well, I have a picture of you from one of the Halloween shows.
That's
that you
not
are
a hot blonde. Yeah.
Pulling a suitcase through the parking garage.
Oh yeah.
That was.
But I always have to because I really honest hand to God do, and I'm not just saying this because we're like half lesbanian this evening, or whatever they speak in Hungary.
Oh, Rosetta Stone.
Honest to God, I vote on women's rights before I vote on gay rights.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I honestly feel like
he's so
we're
close to being a woman, actually.
No, but no, I was seriously raised in a big community of women, like a village of women. And I have to say that I find the way that women are treated and the fact that we're still talking about birth control in 2012 is so offensive.
Yeah. It is offensive.
Especially from a party that wants to be like less government involvement and doesn't right. like Michelle Obama's a bad woman because she wants to tell you how to raise thinner children, but I want to get up in your uterus.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Fuck off. You. Right. Right. Fuck you to them. That's our political point. And we we kept that pretty short.
You did keep that pretty
but
short.
But I had to get that in there.
Well, I'm glad you did.
And I am 8 days burglary free, according to the break room in my house.
Actually, you can just, check burglary.com and I'm enjoying that. You've had a good week, though.
I am tragedy free.
Yes.
I hope Buddy Early is disease free because his.
He scared me a little bit.
It was
bit.
A little scary. His Facebook status earlier.
His Facebook status said he was growing things that no one could name or something.
Oh, sorry. That was my bad.
That was a technical error. .com. We're gonna own that domain. Technicalerror.com.
.com.
I'll see if I can't buy it. I bought one recently, but anyway.
Did you get it?
Oh,
welcome to AmericaLatinos.com.
No.
I keep doing that. God damn it.
Put your finger where it belongs.
The pulse of Whitney Houston?
Yeah, exactly. Don't make me smell it to find out if you're cheating.
Shut up.
Does anybody else want to hear if Clayton talked to the boy from last week?
Oh, we need a love update. Oh.
There's not been any actual conversation. We're still texting. In fact, I was texting him earlier. But, he was making dinner.
But how's the texting going?
Did he take a picture of it? Did he take
dot
a
com.
Picture of it?
.com.
How's the texting going?
I just want to tell you I may start dating Aaron.
I love you
who?
Too, Al.
What?
Look at how she just pulled it all in with the douche thing. She's a theater teacher.
Honey,
she's
I
my dream
you,
man. But
can we come back for the
I'll
final
still have
segment?
Sex with Marnie, though.
We'll be back.
That's
can
fine.
We stop?
For the love of God, stand
she's
by.
She's going to be a fascination.
We'll be back for the final segment right after this.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, or How We Fuck With Marnie, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Really? Nice work. That's good work.
We're going to record the real disclaimer after the show.
I just kind of want him to be my voicemail,
the voice in my head.
I actually want him to be my alarm in the morning. All kinds of things.
We can record all kinds of stuff, and you can upload it to whatever
really
you want.
I think we should. Because that would make me, and I'm not paying you for shit.
Oh, I am royalty free, bitch.
Just
according to the Mayan calendar, I got like 259 days of royalty free left.
Woo! We're on a roll.
Okay.
You don't have to pay me till December 23rd.
When Snooki has that
okay. Exactly. When the afterbirth comes out after that Snooki baby, there better be a check in that thing's hand.
That'll be fascinating.
Oh, and don't think for a second there won't be because as soon as she fires something out of that cannon, you know it's going to have a reality show. You know that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you know it.
Fired out of that cannon.com.
I will
pay. I did. I was drinking when I said it. Fuck you.
What?
Fired out of that cannon.com.
That's funny. Okay. What is our introspective question for this evening, sir?
All right, my question for today, and I'm struggling to how to word it. I'm going to find it. Okay, Marnie.
Oh,
Mamie Christ. Eisenhower.
What is? Why do you keep saying that?
Because I can't remember his last name. It's like Reiner or Reimer.
Ryer.
He fucked me up. It's his fault.
I know.
Super okay. Sorry.
So as you're establishing, we've got enough time. As you're establishing your adult family, because I think
I
it's very important.
I knew I'd go through that beer.
Right.
What is that, a bottle of absolute vodka?
Sweet baby Jesus.
She's been holding out. I mean, it's
oh my
vodka.
God! Now was did you get that up here with a hand dolly or a mule? The last time I saw someone go into the canyon packing that kind of heat, sweet mother of Christ!
Go on.
Is Total Wine like echoing right now from the lack of things in their inventory? That was a great sound effect.
That was nice. That was nice.
If we had a good producer, he would have put that on.
Oh my God. I am being reprimanded on my own show. Cheese and rice.
What did you have to ask?
Okay, so as you came to be older, I need to hear about your chosen, the family that you've chosen later in life. Like, I think it's very important because we have the family we're born with, and then we have the family we make as adults.
Friends are the family that we choose.
Right, the family that we choose. Like, I need to hear something positive about the family that you've chosen over the last, I don't know how old you are, but we'll say 20 years. Like,
she's 43.
Like, are you happy about what you've chosen for your family?
Oh, like, I'm incredibly blessed. There's okay. No two ways about it. And that actually stems from when I'm 5 years old. Family I've chosen, not in the last 20 years. I still go home to Minnesota, and there's no way that when I go home, I don't see less than 40 people
right.
that truly mean the world to me, that that I have known since either preschool or kindergarten, and that have remained in my heart and a part of my life. They are my family.
Right.
Have
you added to or subtracted from at all?
Significantly. Okay. I mean, straight across from me, I have my brother. I mean, there's right. no two ways about it.
Yeah, that's you true. Know, I agree with you.
Huge blessing in my life. There's no two ways about it.
Well, now I'm going to sound corny when I say it. Fuck no, you.
You asked the question,
thanks
Al.
Thanks for asking me first.
Yeah, bitch.
But, you know, an extension of Clayton would be his mom. I mean, the idea that Diane is a part of my life. Not as much recently, which makes me sad. But she's just tremendous. Jason, Aaron, Jordan, Brenda.
Jasper.
I call her Jasper.
Jasper. She's, we love Jasper.
Just to fuck with her.
Brenda and Robin are two of the most spectacular people I've ever known who've been together 31, I believe, on June 16th. 31 years.
Jeez.
Married for... Since older 2005.
Than most, older than most boys I date.
Right.
Most. I mean,
all of them. We're going to date. We're going to date. She's going to have sex with you, but she's really going to be dating me. I just want to throw it out there.
But yes. I mean, so in that, and I'm not trying to leave people out. I mean, there have been so many people that have come into my life that are so incredibly important to me
mm-hmm.
that are my family. And come over at Thanksgiving. You'll know that. I mean, that to me is huge family day, mm-hmm. and the day after, actually. But anyway, yeah.
Maybe we can get Al there this year. Because
wouldn't
that'd
be
fun?
Fun.
I spent Thanksgiving with you fuckers.
Actually, no. You spent Thanksgiving with us, but it, right. no.
The
day you spent Easter with us. We spent
the
Easter
day after Thanksgiving is some acronym that Marnie has.
I was eating turkey.
We have the PWFAs. Dats. We typically, what it started with was the PWFAs, People Without Families in Arizona.
I did that, too. For a long time, I did that. I did for my friend Justin Scheidegger and people. I did for people that didn't have families. I tried to encourage this thing of like making your own family, and I did it for my friend Harrison too.
That's what started here, mid '90s, and every day that's the day after Thanksgiving, and we start at 11 o'clock, and we go. But it's the idea.
I hope you invite me soon. I'm really looking forward to this.
You'll come as my date.
It's in November.
Oh, yeah. May I bring someone? May I just?
Apparently, Aaron. So, yes, please, go ahead. Anyway, but yes, incredibly important.
Aaron?
Well, can I first start with last week? Last week's question was the hero in your life, and Clayton gave me a look like, don't be serious. And so I said Rachel Berry, because I do love me little Rachel Berry. But had I answered that question honestly, and I've been beating myself up for a week now.
I heard it was cute.
You're beating yourself up for something that happened in this show. You need
now,
to get a
hobby. Now, did you do that at Fascinations?
Four people... after... no, really, if I'm going to share my two heroes, they are my brother and my sister, who are inspiring and amazing people and significantly younger than I am, but that has nothing to do with it.
And on your Facebook, adorable pictures of you guys. Yeah. Those
thank
are great.
You.
You can't date them.
Amanda right. took them, yeah. Anyway, so my family that I chose, my adult family, I've been having some serious work turmoil over the last couple months. And it has done nothing but shown me who really is on my side and who really supports me. And I have surrounded myself with fantastic people
right.
who really love me and support me no matter what. And I love them back.
And if I, just to tag on, I think your statement last week that your friends are your resume, was huge to her.
He's always said that. He has always said that.
But it really spoke to me. That
I think it resonated with her.
It really did.
Hugely.
My friends, if my friends are my resume, then I'm doing pretty
If we only had a
myself.
Snake you could play with and we just, to show faith.
God,
to show faith.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm an Al. I want Al to hold a snake.
Well,
wait,
maybe later. No, he's going to look at the cat this week. You're going to look at the cat this week. We're good.
Metaphorically, I've held many a snake.
All right, Clayton, I'm passing it to you. In sports, in a sports reference.
In so many different colors.
What was the question?
.com. What was the question? .com.
You can't make ice sounds. Oh, your ice is melted.
No, this ice is still the stuff from the freezer.
Mine's just water.
Because it turns out I froze a glass of water.
Oh. If you'd like to join us for the after party, it is at Bar 1.
Oh, we're going to Bar 1 because that's as far as I can ride my bike this drunk.
For the first leg of it.
.com.
I want to hear your answer,
then I've got things going on. I got to go to Charlie's later.
Weird.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Whew, I can't take in that much information in the same 5 seconds.
Wait. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The
show with who?
I think.
What's your name and what do you do for a living?
And how are you related to Mamie Eisenhower here? Are you Trisha Nixon? Are you Trisha Nixon? Only people over 40 are going to get that joke.
Where's Lady Bird?
I barely get it. I don't even give a shit. No, I think.
Okay, she is just a spit take waiting to happen.
We are just laughing and laughing.
Go on, Clayton.
I thought it was funny until I found out she does that to everybody.
No, and I like how this is supposed to be the solemn, reflective portion of the show.
If Mamie Eisenhower would play along over here, it would be.
And?
So, no, I the question, obviously, is something that you created your own family based on friends, is kind of the gist of this, right? So I've done the same thing.
But are
thing.
You happy with it? Like,
otherwise, I kick him out of my life. I mean,
okay, good.
Granted, I'm one of those people who I've always said that. And in fact, on my Facebook, it's like the About You section. I posted that I tolerate people longer than I should. And then when I'm done, I just cut you out. Mm-hmm. So everybody that's in my life, as far as friends, family, whatever, I deal with who I like to deal with. Obviously, first and foremost, there's my mom, who I agree with Marnie. I don't spend enough time with my mom. I don't. I should see her more.
I don't either, but mine's dead, so I got a better excuse than
right,
you two.
Right.
I come out better in that story than you two.
But I don't spend enough time with her.
That's how I am with my dad.
Stuff her and circle her around the room.
My world's just a little crazy and busy, and all the times the weekends are my heavy point of the. So I guess on the weeknights I should go up. Anyway, but.
Maybe on a Tuesday. But,
we got things covered here, Clayton.
You just take what we got.
It's back to mom's house for me.
Same song.
Same song. So
.com.
But no, really. So some drink. So no. But the people that I associate with and that are my family, like literally, Carlton is moving in with me.
Right.
So that's a step.
Is that new news?
No,
yeah,
Carlton moves in with me in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
He's bringing a dog to the house.
Oh,
fuck no.
Maggie and Marty are gonna lose their mind and
so
probably
are you.
And probably wish they were a
what
helicopter.
Kind of dog?
I don't.
Show me the picture of the dead cat again. I think he's got it better.
Lucy is a very hyperactive dog. But anywho, so
apple tree analogy here. No,
no. So Jason is a very best friend. I'm around him all the time. Al, obviously, you're in my life a lot. There's Doug. There's Marn, Aaron, all these people. Barbara Seville, all these people that I'm surrounded with all the time. So they are like family. Some people are coworkers. Some of them are just people that I run into all the time. But I think I've done a pretty good job with surrounding myself with people and. Realizing as I've gotten older, oddly, there's a newfound friend, or not a newfound friend, somebody that I've been talking to who just, he's been perplexed with moving back to Phoenix from Texas because he moved there thinking it would be better, and he does
nothing is better in Texas.
No, but what the dilemma has been, he's fighting with something that I learned oddly right at 24 years old, which is how old he is. It feels good to say no. It feels good to, if you want to do something in your life. Don't worry, it's going to hurt somebody else. Okay. They'll deal with it. They'll figure this out. I learned it was horrible for me when my grandparents asked me to move back home from Phoenix to take care of them and take it, like, literally, my grandfather said, I'm going to change the will. I'm going to change everything. We'll leave everything to you.
Yep.
And I packed up everything. I was going to go. I was going to do the whole thing. And then I realized I can't do that. I couldn't. I got to be happy for me. So when I said no to that and realized that this was the choice that I'd made, this is my family. These are the friends and the family that I'm going to keep. No diss to them at all. Loved them. Right. Went home several times after that. But there are family members, like blood relatives. We all have those that I don't associate with. I may be, quote, friends. I'm doing air quotes. Friends on Facebook. I see only on Facebook. I only know their children and them and their life through Facebook. I have no interaction with them at all.
Right.
So I've chosen the Al's, the Carltons, the Doug's, the Marnie's, the Aaron's, the Jordan's, she comes in and out. Jasper's, right. Those people interact with my life. So I am very happy. I'm very blessed and very happy with the people that I get to do. And I get to come to I get to come to a studio on a Tuesday night and drink with best friends and just have a gay old time, if you will.
Yeah.
So I'd say yes. I'm doing pretty well.
And not to take anything out of Al's time, weird, but
may I just get my one fucking quote right?
No. And the whole point is, I never will.
Mayijust.com.
Dot com.
Go. I'm sorry. Marnie's making a comment.
Well, just the idea of going back to the idea of true family. You know, we're blood family. I should change that because my true family is who I just talked about. But you have blood family, and I have fantastic blood family. Back in Minnesota and some in New Jersey, some. And it's the idea
Jersey? I've not heard of Jersey.
Yes, you have.
Well, it's a state. It's in the mid-Atlantic region.
Yes, I understand that. We have discussed that, but
was I drinking at the time?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Weird.
Amen. But I don't want to downplay them. And so I apologize. I mean, I just don't want to downplay my
oh, no, that's not the point.
Love for them.
That's not the point of this. The point is that as adults, you have to make your own family. Like,
go.
Okay, I have no blood. I'm adopted. So I think I come to this a little bit easier than most people do because you have to just accept what's given to you as your family. And as I got older and I moved away and started my life and I realized I had made a family in Arizona with the Chavez family, who I love desperately. And were very good to me because I was lonely and I missed my family, but didn't know it. I didn't know till years later that the reason I clung to them was because I missed my family that I grew up with so much that I let them adopt me. Like, I was adopted a second time by this family. And I made this family at BS West before I worked there, as I worked there. And then I realized I had to let my family back in. Like, I was sharing things with people who were basically strangers that I wasn't telling my own family. So it was kind of blending that thing of getting my – and I go back all the time to New York, and I go back and I see them. We revisit the basement. But it's that blending of the family that I was born with and the family that I was blessed to discover as I got older and making them all a part of each other, because luckily everything came together. Like, I've said things about my dad today, but he got over the gay thing like in like a nanosecond once we addressed it. And everything else, but like the blending of those two worlds and realizing like the support system that I have out here and all of you, Clayton, who takes care of me, as everyone knows, is my primary caregiver.
I'm going to need medical power of attorney.
But just everybody that comes together.
I can't believe you don't have that already.
But the importance of combining the family that I was blessed with and the family that I've come to discover and making them all part of each other so that, and I always want everyone to know each other, which is why I do that staggered 20-minute lunch. Because
no,
I
that's
want,
not why he does
no,
that.
No, it is. Because I want all my friends to know each other and get along so I can just sit quietly. Like, if you entertain each other.
Okay, first of all.
Shut up. It could happen. .com. It could happen. .com.
You never sit quietly anywhere.
No, but you wouldn't have to entertain and make them mingle and make them make connections. You could just watch it all happen.
He asks me to be there
early. Welcome to Thanksgiving.
He asks me to be there 20 to 40 minutes early so that I can be the buffer between what's showing up and him.
Right.
I know how this works now.
But it's a true story.
But I fall for it
every. You're a good member of his chosen family.
No, it's because I'm stupid and I fall for it every time.
But I always like to say, people, and this was said to me, and I think we're over by a couple minutes, but you'll edit something out. Maybe a dance break. But as someone said to me once, and I have a very close friend that he doesn't know, but he pissed me off one day and I was ready to write him off. And a mutual friend of mine said, really, you've never annoyed someone or pissed them off?
Every fucking day Al does.
Right. No,
this show is an example.
That's exactly what I thought was this is like family. Like, yeah. Your family annoys you, they piss you off, they get on your nerves, but you have to let them back in. And it was a very important lesson on friendship to say, all right, this person was annoying today, and yes, they pissed me off, but you got to come back in. Like, you're my family. I can't do without you. Mm-hmm. So, yep. There you go.
I agree. I love it.
Thank you. Good night. It's the show with someone named Clayton McKee.
What's his name?
Mamie Eisenhower?
Who that?
Clayton
Reiner. I'm not even in the picture.
It's Clayton Reiner. I'm Clayton Reiner.
Nice Jesus. To meet you, and I'm Marty McKee. Thank
oh,
you.
By the way, if you're wondering, we are, not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday, we are going to be live in Flagstaff, Arizona.
That's our 3 hours. We get 3 hours one
pie
week.
In the pie.
We're making toast. We're making toast.
We're making toast on the drive up. We're going to be in Flagstaff Pride on that Saturday afternoon. I think we're going to be live at 1 or
June
2 in the 16th, afternoon.
Am I right? June 16th.
June 16th.
Flagstaff Pride. Right. Martha Wash. Everybody dance now.
Did you say we are doing 3 hours?
Otherwise, boom. Check us out on the web.
We're live
on Facebook.
Three? I don't know. What do you say?
It's all right.
How many hours?
Yeah, talk in the microphone, bitch. I got
how
headphones
many
on.
Hours?
I'm gonna cut you off.
1 hour.
Thank
one
you
hour,
for listening.
Hour.
We'll be here next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.